much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Let's steal a boat or something. Let's steal a fire truck. Let's have some fun. Do you have any Ritalin?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
My girlfriend looks a little bit like Charlize Theron and a lot like Dog the Bounty Hunter. She's writing a book on contemporary feminist theory and she let me read the manuscript. I gotta tell you, it's pretty good for a girl.
Like a garden, I dig it.
Psycho Mike, period. Psycho Mike. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Psycho Mike.
You know, I'm not gay, but you make my butt hungry.
For your information, I've had a lot of girlfriends. Hot ones.
You have had lots of boyfriends. Gay ones.
Oh.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey, everybody, here comes the choo-choo.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Screaming porpoise.
Roll another one.
Ringo for president.
Just like the other one.
Oh, come on, dude.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Kevin and Pete, stop it.
And I need another
game. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Why are you wasting our time?
Roll another one.
Pop music star Falco.
Just like.
Gotta be honest with you, I don't care.
This one seems to be about
you go to hell, you son of a bitch.
I don't have another cent.
So how is this not gay?
I think there's nothing gay about it.
But don't bogart that joint.
That's real talk right there, man.
Just pass it around.
I'm never gonna dance again.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
It even vibrates like real.
Now. And the always enjoyable giant inflatable beaver.
Our feature presentation.
I'll never get over that. The giant inflatable beaver. I know you didn't watch the closing ceremonies in the Olympics this year.
No.
It was an acid trip like you've never seen before.
Yeah, I always thought that the opening ceremonies were that way, but the closing weren't just athletes walking. I didn't realize that they acided it up at the closing ceremonies.
Yeah, the opening ceremonies. Yeah. Opening. Am I the only one who saw it in the room? Did anyone else see it? Could anyone else back me up on how crazy it was?
The only one.
Yeah, the opening ceremonies are super serious, and the closing ceremonies, they just throw everything in there. It's just a what the hell is what it is. I mean, let's face it. When you've got the giant inflatable beaver, I mean, I think that tells you
it's
everything
pretty good.
You need to know.
Yeah. Particularly this year, though, at these Olympics, it was really
weird.
Because
they're wacky Canadians,
it was
right?
Really weird. And, like, Shatner came out of the blue and started addressing the crowd and doing wacky comedy. It was just weird. And like, Canucks walking. It was just strange.
Yeah. Yeah, they had like a Mountie gymnastic team. I don't know. It was just everything was going weird. All right, we're going to get to your telephone
did you say
calls.
A Mountie gymnastic team?
He said
they
that.
They did everything on this show. It was bizarre. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll take your calls for Kevin Means What to Do Nephew in a moment. First, though, I've decided I need to get into politics, you guys.
Yes, you do.
Yep. I do.
You're likable. B, you enjoy people handshaking. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You got
thank
it going you. On. You, that's a good idea.
And I have so many good ideas.
Right.
Politics seems to be where all the sex is happening. If you're not getting enough sex, just get into politics. There have been some awesome stories even this week. There's the House Majority Leader in the state of Utah who had to resign this week because it was revealed that he paid a chick $150,000 to not talk about nude hot tubbing with him when she was 15. So we got that guy.
Oh, 15. No, now I understand the cost.
He was 28, she was 15. He paid her off, but apparently it didn't stick because now she's calling all the TV stations to try to get drum up some interest in the story, even after she got paid off, which, by the way, is why we've always said, and please, you know, back me up on this story, that's why you kill him rather than pay him off.
No, stop it. That's we've ridiculous.
Always, we've
no
always
one said
suggested
that.
That.
No,
I
don't.
Yeah.
No.
Does
you
not have
to. I think that's our show policy.
How about not do that?
Well, I mean, look, if you pay a chick $150,000, you should be able to buy her silence, right? That's fair. He claims there was no inappropriate sex or anything like that. It was just nude hot tubbing. That's
well, if she's under the age of 18, she can't actually sign legal documents. So there's another problem for you right
there.
Another
reason to kill her. But the other story that's so awesome, and I know you guys have seen this, is this representative from New York, Eric Massa.
Yeah, Eric.
He also has had to resign. He's married with a kid or two. Yet he's involved. This is bizarre because he's a Democrat, but he's involved in some sort of gay sex scandal, like groping a page, and he's was living with a whole bunch of pages. Like, how weird is that? His wife's back home in New York. He's in Washington, living with a bunch of male pages.
That's why Bean saw that story. He's like, yes,
I need to be a politician.
And he goes on Larry King the other night with the most bizarre interview. He did a bizarre interview on the Glenn Beck show and also went on Larry King. And here's a little bit of Larry confronting him on being gay. And I think you guys will love this. And, or just asking if he's gay because he's, you know, admitting to groping these dudes, right? A legitimate question, I think. Listen to the representative's response.
Speaking of awkward, former New York Congressman Eric Massa speaking out about his abrupt resignation from Congress and new allegations that he groped a male staffer, which resulted in a pretty awkward back and forth last night on CNN's Larry King.
This may be silly, but I guess we have to ask it. Are you gay?
Well, here's that answer. I'm not going to answer that. Yeah. In year 2010, why don't you ask my wife, ask my friends, ask the 10,000 sailors I served with in the Navy.
No.
Whoa, hang on a second.
Should I ask your wife or the sailors? Wait. I'm going to get a different answer.
Right. You don't hold up hanging out with sailors as a defense.
Norm, being married, by the way.
I'm not going to answer whether I'm gay or not. What an offensive question. In a guy, by the way, who's living with all these male pages and staffers and admits to groping some of their asses, right? Not going to ask if they're gay. He thinks it's a ridiculous and outrageous question. And goes on.
Ask my friends. Ask the 10,000 sailors I served with in the Navy.
I'm
not going to answer that.
I didn't mean it to insult you.
No, no, not me. It insults every gay American.
No,
because
no,
somehow,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does. It somehow classifies people. Why would anybody even ask that question
because you said you groped someone.
And here you go back to
who
that.
Who was a male?
Oh, you're bringing up that whole thing about me groping guys again, Larry. Come on, that's so in the past.
Now you're going back to the reason I'm here, which is I grope men. That's
why. I'm confused. When Larry said, let me ask a silly question, did he mean because, of course,
it was
you're
obvious.
Gay?
Yes.
That's what he meant, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And the other guy was taking all being, all offended. Which is ridiculous.
Well, that's a good
like
way to defend
like they
yourself.
Are.
Over defend.
Basically, Larry should have asked that question. He should have said, come on, Larry. I was groping dudes. What do you want? But no.
I just love that so much. For once, though, this is very rare that the guest is the one who looks foolish on Larry King's show, not the host.
I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
All right, your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Alice in Chains, Phoenix, Linkin Park, Silver Sun Pickups, all great bands we play here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You win a copy of each of their latest CDs just for being on the air with us at 1-800-520-1067. Where do you want to start today here, Monkey?
Let's begin with Brian. Hey, Brian.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Brian?
Tell us your story.
Oh, so last night, I'm on a blind date with a beautiful Puerto Rican Mexican lady.
Ooh.
And we go out, walk in to go see Alice in Wonderland. Crazy movie. Movie's over with. She gets up, and all of a sudden, broke a little wind.
Nice.
And she looks at me and just says, sorry.
Was it a delicate breaking of a little wind, or was it a blast?
It was a pretty good blast with a pretty good amount of hang time.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
So, she looks at me and just says, I'm sorry. And what am I supposed to do after this? So I'm like, well, you broke wind. That's okay. It's natural.
Yeah, you just... I don't know what you do about that.
I don't know.
So,
you go out of your way to make sure she knows that you don't think it's a big deal and it's right. not something that's brought up again, or you certainly don't the next morning call a radio station with a large audience with people that may know you and her and talk about it.
Then last night, I take her home and it was pretty quiet, and I take her home and she says, "Well, are you going to call me?" And I don't know what to do. I mean, that's what I want to ask you guys.
Really think that you shouldn't because that happened?
It was just an odd moment for me, obviously.
Right, but does it happen a lot or did it just happen that once?
It just happened that once. It's like, she was laughing at it, so I don't know if it's
that depends. Brian, here's the answer. Do you want to be with somebody?
Yeah.
And don't be quite so picky.
Okay, I won't.
If you're a gentleman, you should have worked up one on your own.
To make her feel better.
To make her feel better. Need
to adopt her.
Bigger and better. Good point,
Kevin. I'll definitely take that next time.
That's what a gentleman would do.
Exactly. There you go.
Thank you for the call.
Wow. She's on the bubble now.
No kidding.
No kidding. It's not enough that she's a hot Puerto Rican chick? Come on. All right. Let's try Rick while we're down in the pants on line 3 and see what he's got going on. Hey, Rick, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, guys. I just had my prostate checked.
Good times.
Woo!
It is so painful. The doctor just, he just pressed on it one time, and I was in a ball crying.
Yeah.
It hurt.
I don't know about what that is.
It's inflamed. I don't know what it is.
They put on the glove.
I get that part, but they actually, squeeze it.
They pressed down on it, and he said, "I'm going to do this 4 times. I could only do it once."
They do that to see if it's inflamed. They have to physically feel it to see if it's swollen. That's what.
Needed to do it 3, but he was attracted to you.
Mm-hmm. Look, I have long said, I agree with. I didn't find it painful, just uncomfortable. But I have long said, Rick, that I believe that anyone who claims that there is such thing as butt sex is lying, because no one would ever do anything close to approaching that voluntarily. Because it just, there's no way that that feels good for anyone.
Yeah, it's not fun. And it's,
exit only, dude.
And it's embarrassing. And
I'm sure.
Although, it's funny, because I agree. It seems like the most embarrassing and invasive and worst place in the world to be thing ever. But let's face it, to the doctor who does it 30 times a day, there's no embarrassment on coming from him.
Right.
It's not at all embarrassing for the other person.
I'm not worried about his embarrassment.
I don't think my gynecologist is embarrassed either.
But I'm saying you're embarrassed generally, and generally when you're embarrassed, it's because other people think of you differently.
Yeah,
because the way other people think of you. I'm saying the doctor has zero embarrassment of it, so it's kind of silly that we're embarrassed when we go through it, but it's inevitable. There's no way to stop
it. It happens, yeah. What are you going to do? And let's go to Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Kevin, Dean, what's up?
What'd it do?
What it do? Oh, Miss Cleo, how are you? What it do?
I'm fine. Why are you wasting my time?
Okay, guys, I'm going to the Playboy Mansion today.
Okay.
I have an appointment at the Playboy Mansion. This is like a huge dream of mine.
What's the appointment?
To be a landscaper or what?
A salesman for a bakery.
What? Oh, you're working on behalf of a bakery and you're pitching the mansion.
Yes, but I have a set appointment at the Playboy Mansion today.
Right, got that.
All right.
And I'm going to get in there and go to all the parties.
I don't think he's smart enough to pull this off.
I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah. You're not, you don't
I'm worried
sound
about
like,
you, Jordan.
I'm worried about your rap, too. You don't sound like the kind of guy who's going to go in there and then charm them into putting you on a permanent invite for all their hot tub parties.
Much less baked goods.
Yeah, you're going to have to play it super cool, dude, if you're going to get anywhere down there.
Well, I won't be bogarting the joint on the way over, so I'll be pretty friendly.
Okay, good. So you'll be high, good.
This is all good.
No, I think you're 100%, man. You are in. They're going to invite you to everything they have.
Yeah, I'm
going to ask you to move in.
I'm going to try to pick up on some of the
Yes, you are. Yep.
Oh, you're going to do great. I see bright things.
I'll bet 3 or 4 of them you'll get today.
Oh, yeah. I got a big truck. I could fit a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You're not catching squirrels, right?
I got a big truck. They can all sit in the back.
You guys rock.
Thank you.
Okay. Good luck. Let us know if anything interesting happens there. All right. That's
we know
why don't we leave it on his sad tale of woe.
Don't we know the answer to that?
Yes, we do.
Movie beat today because it's Friday. also on the program. I didn't do it right, did I, Bean? Sorry. Drives you crazy. Hey, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show.
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
There you go. Movie Beat, because it's Friday, we have Alice Eve.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
so out of my league.
Stars in, she's out of my league. We have Bill Burr. He's a comedian that's playing April Foolishness, who we find very funny. So we've got him on the program today. That's what we do in place of being funny, is we bring in comedians.
That's good.
Let them do it.
It works.
Got to talk more about Spencer and Heidi. Apparently, she fired him as her manager and hired a psychic.
That's what we hear, yeah.
And your parent hit on your boyfriend or girlfriend. We need those stories in the 6 o'clock hour because it seems to be happening a lot.
It does.
As it is Friday, this week in Rage also. So all that's coming up this morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Are you gay?
Well put, Larry King. Thank you. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Ralph Garman joins us for our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a new day. Ralph, what's going on?
Happy anniversary, Girl Scouts of America.
Just want to get out there for all the Girl Scouts who are listening.
All right.
Girl Scouts of America founded on this day in 1912 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
How do you like it now?
How about that?
By the way,
good came out of Philly.
I would like to just put this to rest.
Okay.
It's official. It's science. The best Girl Scout cookie, according to their website, 25% of Americans voted Thin Mints. 25%.
Oh, they're the best.
Wrong. Dumb.
Psycho Mike, yeah, suck it.
I don't agree. Dumb. I don't agree either.
Samoas.
Thin Mints.
Mm. Samoas.
25%.
Yeah.
Best.
I'm with Kevin on
this. Depends
on
who they ask, Ralph.
No, they asked everyone.
They said, hey.
And 25% of everyone said Thin Mints.
People who like Thin Mints, thin we'd mints like to ask you
school.
A question.
Your Samoas?
They don't. You don't.
Your Samoas came in at
them.
19%. 19%.
Second?
Second, yes.
All right. So there's a give or take of 8% there.
Except that Thin Mints are better. That's all. That's all
so
you need
not,
to know.
It's not subjective. It's actually
no,
science?
It is science.
Wow. Well, who knew?
If you can take 5 calls from random Yahoos, listen to this show, make a decision, the Girl Scouts certainly can do so with their website. That's all I'm telling you. By the way, don't forget this weekend, daylight savings time. So
yes,
make sure, that you flip your clock. Take out the batteries and then flip it and put them in backwards.
No,
how it works.
You just move ahead an hour.
Ahead?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to be more tired then.
Yes, you get 1 hour less sleep.
Well, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that they really do say, this is science, that there are more traffic accidents on the day after the clocks change because they think people are tired? It's an hour on a weekend. How much can that really impact people the next day?
Yeah, ask Jimmy Kimmel. He'll tell you all about it.
It takes him 3 weeks, right?
Oh, usually one in the middle of the accident.
So yes. Daylight savings. Write it
saving.
Down.
Daylight savings time, by the way? Invented
saving.
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Was it?
Ben Franklin came up with it.
Who knew?
I have no idea if that's true or not. I'm just putting it
Why
out
not?
There. Why not? All right, let's talk showbiz news, shall we? Matt Damon.
Love.
Good dude. He's got a movie coming out this weekend.
Can't wait.
Looks
Green
good.
Zone.
Yeah,
about him
okay.
collecting bottles and recycling, apparently.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about him making sure the planet stays.
It's a military story. It's
healthy.
Not, it's not that. It's not about
Says,
weed.
He's done a lot of action films in his lengthy career. You know, he's been Jason Bourne, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm. That I love all of.
He said never really had any serious injuries. Bumps and bruises, that kind of stuff. He said the worst injury he ever got, and it embarrasses him to admit, was taking a practice swing while filming the golf movie The Legend of Bagger Vance. He took a practice swing before a shot and separated a rib.
What? How do you do that with a golf club?
I don't know. That's why I don't play. It's a dangerous sport.
Wow.
You could hurt yourself.
No wonder he's embarrassed.
Worst injury he's ever got on the movie set was swinging a golf club.
That's strange.
That is strange. But now you know. DMX needs some help.
Yeah.
This comes from his attorney, by the way, who spoke to TMZ.com and said he hoped that Dr. Drew Pinsky would step in and help DMX with his addiction. I don't mean to come off like a know-it-all, Hollywood, but I'm pretty sure there are other people who can help with addictions other than Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Two. I mean, he may be busy. The guy's a busy guy. Don't give up. If Drew doesn't answer your calls, DMX, I'm just saying don't give up.
Move on.
You may find another facility that could also help you with your addiction.
You know what? I think people see him helping celebrities and they go, well, that may be some extra complexity that maybe he knows how to handle better than most. Or
yeah, but usually that ends up, he ends up doing it in front of a TV camera, which may or may not be the best route to go for everyone, especially if you don't need the cash. And I don't think DMX does.
Yeah. But he won't find a dreamier doctor, though.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That Drew Pinsky's all man. Someone who's all woman is Brooklyn Decker.
Yes.
You may know her as the cover girl from the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Us Weekly Magazine is reporting she just got her first major acting role.
Excellent.
She will be starring next to Jennifer Aniston in the comedy Just Go With It, and will make Jennifer Aniston look like a boy.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
She's ridiculous, that Brooklyn Decker. And she's like 22.
Good morning, vagina.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
I don't think that's the case at all. Mm. Did you see The Office last night, the St. Patrick's Day?
Taped it. I didn't see it.
No.
Special St. Patrick's Day holiday edition. Very, very funny. I think Kathy Bates has really made a big difference on that show for me. She is so funny.
She is great. That show's great.
She plays the owner. For those of you who aren't watching, she plays the owner of the company that takes over Dunder Mifflin, that buys Dunder Mifflin. She is sort of insinuating her way into the daily operations of the branch there in Scranton, and she's hilarious. Great show. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Liza Minnelli. 64 years old today.
Oh,
she is a vibrant, vital 64.
She's 94 if she's a day.
No, she's only 64.
That lying is kind of shocking.
Which is sad for Liza, or Fliza Minnelli, as I call her now, on Modern Family. Ed O'Neill says that he should have known his son was gay when he was a little boy. He had a pet bird and he called it Fliza Minnelli. How did I not know he was gay? Porn legend Ron Jeremy. Is 57 years old.
The hedgehog.
Today. Oh, the hedgehog. Oh, hogger. Aaron Eckhart, one of my favorite actors from Thank You for Smoking and from Dark Knight, of course, played Two-Face. Harvey Dent, he is 42 years old today. Graham Coxon of Blur is 41 years old today. And musician Pete Doherty, you know him maybe from the Baby Shambles or maybe from the Heroin Shambles.
Yeah.
He is 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Comedian Bill Burr on the show today. He's one of the great stars in our All-Star Night of Comedy. Kevin DeBean's April Foolishness, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater. Very excited he'll be joining us later. Actress Alice Eve is going to be here from She's Out of My League. And Ralph will be here with the Movie Beat because it is Friday. Right now, though, let's catch up with our friend. I shouldn't even call him that.
No.
Let's catch up with that douchebag, Spencer Pratt.
I live and breathe, I would say, pop culture and the entertainment business. I currently am in a partnership with the next Jay-Z. I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
You say villain, some people say jerk. I mean, tomato, tomato.
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I kickbox. I box every day. I don't fear no man.
Spencer, of course, best known from The Hills. Is it?
5,001.
What
are you doing?
You're
just starting.
You started like 10 seconds ago.
740,000. 2 billion.
You started like 7 seconds ago.
Wow. Even for me, who's in perfect physical condition, I got a little bit of a pump on from that workout. Hey, guys, how are you? Sorry, I'm just so busy because I have so many high-powered Hollywood jobs that I need to catch my workout up, and I need to get it in whenever I can.
I see.
Even here in the studio with my best friends, Kevin Bean and Linda.
We are not your best friends.
All right.
Okay.
Ralph did a story in his showbiz about how you used to be the manager of Heidi.
Yeah, just didn't have enough time for it, though, so I quit. I didn't have anything. She did not fire me. Nope.
She's your wife, though. Wouldn't she be your priority? Whatever time you... What?
No. She is not just my wife. She is my beautiful Aryan queen, okay?
Right. But what I'm saying is, since that's true, it seems like you would jettison other clients before you would jettison Heidi to make sure that she gets all the special attention she needs.
You might think that, but I'm coming at it from a whole different perspective. I've got my whole different idea on how to handle things in Hollywood.
Okay.
Pour some sugar on me, Kendall.
But they didn't work with Heidi, so she dumped your ass.
And que sera, sera.
Not only did she dump your ass, she hired a, quote, healer intuitive.
That's her choice.
Which is a psychic.
Yes.
She has a psychic running her career now.
Don't belittle the ways of the psychic, okay? Because there are plenty of clairvoyants out there that really help people. Okay, I myself happen to be one.
You're not.
I've been working with the NYPD, helping people find missing people and bodies for over 7 years.
I don't believe that.
Frankly, it insults me as an esthetician, pharmacologist, massage therapist, and ice trucker that you would even come at me in that manner.
Well, it's just that she put out a statement. Heidi put out a statement saying,
yes, she did.
No longer is it Spidey, now it's Spencer and Heidi.
And he
has nothing to do with my career.
Yeah. K-Rod, look at me in the eyes when I say this. The proof is in the pudding and it's straight yogurt time, baby. Ha!
Okay, right. Then let me ask you, if the proof is in the pudding, how did her album so dismally fail? You guys spent $2 million of your own money on it.
Here we go again.
What? And the thing only sold a couple of thousand copies.
Bobby.
Bean. It's Bean.
You know what? I'm not going to go back and touch on this anymore. I told you that we decided halfway through the sales of her album that we were going to melt down the rest of her albums and send that over to Haiti for corrugated tin and spam to help all the people who were hurt by that terrible earthquake, because we're givers, okay? We're givers.
So you,
I let the dogs out. I'm a rhinestone cowboy.
So you took the CDs that weren't selling out of the stores? And melted them
before
down.
They were even had a chance to sell, because that's the type of person I am. I'm a philanthropist.
I think there was plenty of time for them to sell before the earthquake, though, if I might.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a couple of months, and nobody was buying it because the album was shite.
After I recouped my $17 trillion that I invested, then
you lost money, Spencer.
It's time to be a giver. It's time for charity.
It sold like 500 CDs.
Oh, Jimmy Crack Cornet, I don't care.
Listen, here's all we're saying, Spencer, is first she divorces you from the business aspect of her life. Next,
right.
She divorces you from the personal aspect of your life. You're on the way out, my friend.
That's not true. I've got so much going on in my life.
You do.
The last thing I need to worry about is her and her bosoms. I'm Don Cheadle's agent.
You're not Don Cheadle's agent.
I am.
Why do you keep making stuff up?
I'm the CEO of Jiffy Lube. I've got a lot of things to handle when it comes to giving the oil changes across this great nation of ours.
Right.
I'm a professor of botany at the Central Florida Maritime University.
Okay, you're not any of those things. You're a you're a business failure is what you are, Spencer. Your days are numbered. We couldn't be more delighted.
And you've been replaced by a psychic.
I'm cloning a bunny.
You're not doing any of this.
I'm Jaimin Hansu.
What is wrong with you?
Weezer's kind of the king of the dreaded double hand clap. Somehow they're able to pull it off.
Yeah.
They do a lot of that, don't they?
The
all right.
Dreaded double hand clap of gayness is what I call it. But somehow they do it without being gay.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters on the way. They do no double hand claps. Also, we got The Verve coming up on The Kevin and Bean Show. Rise Against, and yes, because you demanded it, Puddle of Mud. All right, you're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. We took a call first thing yesterday from a longtime Kevin and Bean listener, frequent contributor to the program on the phones. Chewy called in, and he brought up what he thought might be a little bit of a thorny issue that we want to discuss here today now that we have a little bit more time.
I checked my son's cell phone for sexting and pictures and stuff and whatnot.
Right. How old is he?
He's 19, and his girlfriend is going to be 18, like, really soon.
I hope today.
yesterday she turned 18.
Good call.
Okay, better, call. Better.
Yesterday. Okay, well, I go through his phone, and I see these pictures of her that I probably shouldn't see.
Right. Were they nude?
Completely.
Yes.
Oh, she wears white pants.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Your son hit the mother load.
Chewy, your son is 19. He's not 14. Why are you going through his phone? If you're going through his phone looking for sexy time, you're not doing it to look out for him. You're doing it because you
enjoy
it.
No, I'm not going to admit to that yet.
But, but Chewy, he's 19. Bean's right.
Yeah.
It's not like he's 12.
I still pay the phone bill. I still get to check out the phone.
Oh, well.
Wow, so that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he claims. And then we started talking off the air about how uncomfortable that is for the son because, well, the way Chewy explained it, he made it sound like the son was there and knew that dad was looking at these pictures.
And the son's all proud.
Yeah, that already is creepy. But isn't it awkward if your girlfriend is coming around and you know your dad is like totally checking her out? Wouldn't you want your dad to just look the other way or pretend that that person's a kid and they don't even notice her in that way?
Only yes.
Yeah.
But
the problem is like when guys have kids when they're super young, that means they're still young when, you know, his kid's 19. How old do you think Chewy is?
Yeah. Yeah,
30,
he sounds pretty young too.
Yeah, 30s?
Yeah.
So he's still interested in that. That brought up the topic that is super uncomfortable, and that is, and we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Your parent, either one, hit on your boyfriend or girlfriend. Your parent hit on your boyfriend or girlfriend.
This happened to me once.
Really?
And I was at a wedding with my boyfriend, and I had met his parents a couple of times and ended up dancing with the dad,
mm-hmm.
and he started kind of grinding, and then he grabbed my ass.
Yes!
And
wait, at a wedding?
Yes.
Where everyone could see?
Well, I mean, we were all, but yeah. So I go back to, I politely go, okay, I'm done. And I go back to the boyfriend and tell him, and he does not believe me.
Really?
Yeah.
You said your dad grabbed my ass.
Your dad grabbed my ass.
He said, no way did that happen.
That did not happen.
Lisa, I'm really surprised that you brought that up to the boyfriend, knowing that it would be a little bit awkward and uncomfortable for him to hear.
Well,
it's a little uncomfortable for her.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, dude, talk to your dad. This is creepy. But, yeah.
But he didn't believe it. Did he ever believe
him? No.
Never believed
him.
Wow.
His dad was creepy.
Wow.
So there's that. What do you do?
Did he make advances more than just
no. Well.
You went over the house.
I didn't go over to that house anymore. Yeah. I was done with that.
Wow.
That's kind of why I thought you wouldn't bring it up, because you ran into this guy because you were at a wedding. It's not like you were spending a lot of time with him.
I did wonder if I should bring it up.
Yeah.
You know? But,
or just run.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You have to do one of the, if you're going to stay, you do have to bring it up. I mean, you can't just go, hey, this is cool. This is part of the deal.
Because you're going to have to at some point say, please don't leave me alone in a room with him.
Why? Yeah, why would you say that?
Yeah.
Well, we want to take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you can hear the Kevin and Bean Show, then you can call. That number works nationwide. You can call and be on the air. We're looking for your boyfriend or girlfriend was hit on by your mom or dad. And we know that this happens because we've had lots of calls over the years from people who have had sex with both the dad and the son, or both the mom and the daughter. So we know that somehow it somehow leads to that sometimes.
Not at the same time, most of the time.
No, most of the time, right.
But yeah. Wow.
But it does seem like it would be a little uncomfortable. And it does seem like if you're the kid in the situation, you've got to be like, come on, mom.
Right.
Come on, dad.
Let me get mine.
Yeah, you got yours. Give the drummer
What's
some.
What's happening
right?
here?
So let's try a couple calls quickly, and then we'll make room for the rest of them. Mike is on line two. He's calling the Kevin and Bean Show today, and I think he's got exactly what we're looking for here. Hey, Mike, welcome to the program, dude. What happened?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hi, Mike.
Let's see. I was hanging out with my girlfriend and my mom, and she, you know, we're all, you know, hanging out, whatever, and my mom ended up drinking. And next thing you know, my mom is blatantly hitting on my girlfriend, and it's something that I, yeah.
Hold on a second, Mike. We didn't even mention your mom hitting on your girlfriend or your dad hitting on your boyfriend. I hadn't even thought of that part yet.
This is
even
better.
Yeah.
But that really happened? You're in the room and your mom is hitting on your girlfriend?
I swear to God. And like, it was something I was like, oh, maybe she's being friendly. I know she's having a couple of drinks, whatever. But no, like after a while, I start picking up. I'm like, oh my God, my mom's hitting my girlfriend.
And?
Weird. My girlfriend was kind of freaked out at the time, and I talked to her mom about it later, and she's like, oh, I was just, you know, being friendly. I was like,
just trying to get
weird.
A handful.
Yeah, it was really kind of weird, and then afterwards, the girlfriend went crazy, but I mean, seriously, it was kind of weird at first.
Wow. It is weird. How old was your mom at the time, if you remember, if you can do the math real quick? How old was your mom at the time, how old was your girlfriend?
Honestly, it was about 5 years ago. My girlfriend was, 26? My girlfriend was older than me, but yeah, it was...
Your mom was how old?
My mom was, 40? I mean, half the time, all my friends try to, you know, to my mom. But it was
is your mom hot?
Too, but, some would say so, unfortunately.
It's got to be difficult for Mike to answer that question, though.
Shut up, dude. Seriously.
No, I'm saying it's got to be... I'm defending you. When Kevin asks, is your mom hot, that's a tough question for you to answer, because you can't look at her that way. That's what I'm saying.
Seriously, like, my crap about it, too. But, yeah, that's my...
How's her rack?
Oh, come on with that.
I'm just kidding.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for the call. Mom hit on girlfriend. That's
that
awesome.
That is crazy.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Your parent hit on your boyfriend or girlfriend. More calls.
We're talking about, we're talking about your mom or your dad hitting on your boyfriend or your girlfriend. In any combination, that's what we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067. I'm still reeling over some of the calls that I'm seeing up here.
You know what's funny is that for most people, that topic would never enter your mind.
Yeah.
You know, like my parents were pretty old when they had me, and it was a whole different thing.
Elder abuse.
But it happens. And it seems to happen a lot. We have a bunch of people on hold who say that it happened to them, like Josh. Hello, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. What happened to you?
So about a year ago, my stepdad, who had been my stepdad since I was 4, I'm 29 now, kissed my wife.
Ouch.
Kissed your wife?
Yeah.
On the lips?
On the lips. Oh. They were the only two there at the time.
Did she like it?
No, not at all. And, it's been pretty rough. We've got two kids as well, so he's got grandkids.
Are they yours or are they his?
Oh, yeah. I may need some DNA.
Maybe you're not a father at all. Maybe you're just a son, and he's a
I'm free now, aren't I?
Wow.
Yeah, it's been crazy. So,
was he drunk? Was he drinking?
No, not at all.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's the one defense. That's the one defense is the drinking thing. Yes. That's the only thing you could kind of go, well, I guess I could.
Yeah, so, Josh, how do you handle it? How do you handle it now? Do you just keep him keep those two apart, or did you have a sit down with him and explain how unacceptable that was, or what'd you do?
No, I tried to have a sit down with him because I was going to try and kill him.
Right, of course.
But
and it's easier if he's sitting.
I haven't seen him. He hasn't seen the grandkids since then, and now they're. My mom is basically about to get a divorce. So.
Oh my rough. God, this wow. got yeah. way ugly.
So that all was right, just the beginning out. Of the problems.
Yeah, thanks for bumming us out, Josh. Appreciate it, dude.
Hey, thank you. No problem.
We forgot to give the disclaimer that if it ends tragically, it's not as funny.
Yeah.
Right. Mario, though, ends with a very happy happy situation on line three. Hey, Mario, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on in your family, dude?
Well, Tripad, I met my girl back about a year and a half ago. I met her through the mom. I actually was dating the mom.
Okay, wait. So you started dating the mom.
Yeah.
And then you met the daughter. How old was the daughter?
The daughter, she's 21 at the time.
Okay.
So you figure the mom was 39. She was smoking hot. I started going out with her, banging her all the time. She introduced me to her daughter. Been a boyfriend, girlfriend with her ever since, but I'm still banging her to this time, both of them now.
Okay. I find that hard to believe.
Look, how long has this been going on? You've been having sex with the mom and the daughter?
Yeah, for about a year and a half.
Okay. Year and a half? How does neither of them say? Do they know?
The mom knows, but the daughter don't know.
Can we call her?
I don't think so.
Man, you're playing with fire a year and a half.
Yeah, but hey.
Well, his defense is, yeah, but hey.
That's a good defense. What are you going to do? All right.
Exactly. I mean... I'm trying to find some reason why it's a bad idea. I can't think of any, actually. I think I'm with you there, dude.
We're really appreciate searching that. For a reason, but okay. Other than right. it could blow up in your face at any moment, which doesn't seem to be a problem for him.
Right. And then he'll just move on. Right. Let's try Sam. He has a different kind of story, too, on line four. Hi, Sam. Thanks for calling. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Okay.
So this happened when I was really young, actually. I was only like 14 years old, and I was in juvenile hall, actually, and going through a court process. I had a girlfriend, we were, boyfriend and girlfriend for a long time already, and maybe about a year.
Right.
And so when I was going to court, my dad was picking her up, taking her to my courts, and I didn't think anything of it. Turned back, and they were there, whatever, and then she would write to me and everything, and then one day she just stopped writing to me, and I had no idea why, and I lost all contact, and it turned out that my dad wasn't only taking her to my courts, like he was, taking her out, buying
How
her stuff.
How about that? Your dad moved in while you were a juvie.
All right. You know what I mean? Like, I guess that's what it cost, for him to get me a lawyer. He had to get
Wow.
But oh, my
here's
God.
Here's the thing I can't figure out. You said you were 14 at the time. How old was your girlfriend?
She was only 16.
And how old were, and so your dad then was 30, right?
And a little bit older than that, man. That guy is,
He's a baller, that guy.
Wow.
I want to meet your dad.
So his son's in juvie, and he takes over with his son's girlfriend on the outside. That's crazy.
I think that's just a good support staff.
It's a healthy family.
I think if you're in jail, you need your family to pick up the slack where you can't.
Right? I mean, at least it's my dad and not someone else. Right.
I guess.
Right. How long did it last between those two?
I had no idea. I was, when I was released, I still didn't talk to her for a while. Then, finally got in contact with her, and she just broke it down to me and told me, hey, this is what happened. Your dad one day, he was buying me clothes. And
right.
She's like, I didn't think anything of it.
Asked me to try them on.
Yeah, it was really empty clothes. And then she said one day, they were driving, and he just did the, let me put my hand on your lap, And
Your dad's a smooth operator.
No kidding. Yeah.
Did she say, you have to call me mom from now on? Your girlfriend say that?
I call her
that would be
anyway.
Weird if you got out of juvie and she was your new stepmother. That would be very weird. Oh, all right, Sam, thank you for the call. Let's not take any more of these calls. This was supposed to be
it's
fun.
Creepy.
It's too
awesome
icky.
Was good.
Come on. I want to go wash up. Dad took over while he was in jail.
Oh, man.
That's support.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Kevin, I think you're really going to enjoy meeting Bill Burr when he comes in here in a minute, because on his website it says that he none of his opinions are based on any sort of reliable information. He tends to go with his first thought because reading makes him sleepy. So I think you guys have a lot in common. I know. It's like Soul Brothers, right?
He's my man.
Yeah. Bill Burr, of course, is playing the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, April 3rd at the Gibson. We're so excited to have him there and excited to have him here. He joins us in moments on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Hey, Ralph.
Although Bill is articulate and funny.
Well... Okay, he's not my exact equal.
You guys may have the same foundation, but I don't know if the buildings turned out the same. That's all I'm saying.
I'm a shanty.
Bill and I did the Adam Carolla podcast together. That's where I first met him, and he is a very, very funny guy. If you're lucky enough to have tickets to our show, you will laugh hard at Bill Burr. Let's talk about some showbiz news, shall we? Is it wrong that I'm this excited about Glee in concert?
Yes.
I'm going. Is
that... That answers your question.
Now I have to rethink my whole position. Not only on this, but maybe about my life.
Yeah. Are you gay?
I think I may be. The cast of the popular TV show Glee, they are performing in concert across these great United States of ours, and they've just added some more dates, so I wanted to give you a heads up. If you live in these areas, you can pick up tickets because it is selling out quickly. They're playing the Gibson Amphitheater here in Los Angeles. On the 21st was the original date. They've just added a matinee on the 22nd, then an evening show on the 22nd.
Which month?
May 22nd. And then May 29th in New York City at the Radio City Music Hall, they added a matinee on the 29th and an evening show on the 30th. So if you didn't have a chance to get tickets, here are some more shows you might be able to. They're also playing in Chicago and Phoenix. So,
could I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Fewer live shows, make us some more TV shows.
It's coming. It's coming back. Okay. Next week, I think, is the next new
That's
place.
Right.
All right. I'm very excited.
I like that show.
It's a very, very, very good show and a very talented cast. I like that that Lea Michele.
Yeah, she's
Me
great.
Me too.
She's adorable.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about whores, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Yes, please.
I guess Jennifer Love Hewitt is looking for an Emmy because just announced she is playing a whore in a upcoming cable movie. She said the character is a kind-hearted prostitute. Erin Brockovich in a brothel, she's calling it.
Right.
I guess it's about a whore who organizes the other whores into some sort of whore union or something.
So, so fresh.
Get naked, you strange whore!
That's part of the movie.
Her boyfriend, Jamie Kennedy, said he couldn't be happier with her choice in roles and looks forward to his girlfriend showing everyone what I already know.
Yeah. Oh,
that my really? Girlfriend's a whore. He didn't add that, but that's what I'm extrapolating from that statement.
So the whores.
Probably accurate.
More whore news. Jessica Simpson is still talking about her ex-boyfriend, John Mayer, talking about their sex together. Here's the thing. She's all cheesed off because he was talking about it. Now she won't shut the F up about it.
Yeah.
The Playboy interview he did where he talked about sex.
Yeah.
She says that he's upset because he gave away my game, she said.
What? What does that mean?
This is such fake outrage.
Yeah, the guy
because
says
now people know she's good in bed. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. She's good in bed. Oh, how dare you?
He called her sexual napalm.
Right. That's great,
isn't
it?
She says she's upset because he didn't keep the details to himself and he gave away my game. Yeah. I know your game isn't Boggle or Scrabble. You retard.
Roses are red, violets are blue. You whore.
There's that, too.
That's a good poem.
Well, Lisa's got me thinking about live theater now.
Uh-oh.
You know, that's I'm excited good. About Spider-Man, the musical.
Sure.
Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, it's called. Horrible name for the show, by the way. But Bono and The Edge wrote the music for it.
All
so
right.
That was always encouraging for me.
Right.
And I like the fact that Evan Rachel Wood was going to play Mary Jane Watson in the production.
She was?
Yeah, she dropped out this
week.
Oh,
no.
Apparently she's got a scheduling conflict because they keep pushing this thing back further and further and further. The previews now aren't going to start until late this summer. Reeve Carney plays Peter Parker / Spider-Man, and Alan Cumming will play the Green Goblin.
He's good.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
Yeah, he's a talented guy. So they've had some financial difficulties with this production for some time now, but it looks like it's finally going to get off the ground late this summer. However, they're going to need to recast Mary Jane for Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. So no word yet on who will be taking over that role. Just pray it's not Kirsten Dunst. That's
yeah.
all. I don't know. Can you really even sing through those teeth?
I don't know.
Can't she sing?
I would guess
or
not.
Or do they get in the way?
I
think it would sound like a whistle.
And if you liked Avatar... They're guessing that you will go see it again. They tarred it up a little bit. James Cameron apparently is adding 40 minutes of additional footage
to the
already 9-hour-long feature film.
Oh, my God.
On the DVD?
No, they're going to re-release it. They're going to do a director's cut and then re-release it.
That was long.
It was a long movie to begin with.
Yeah.
40 additional minutes will make it the director's cut. It'll be released in theaters again late this summer, and they're hoping that people loved it the first time around will go back.
All right, now you're just getting greedy.
Really? Yeah. Isn't it you already made all the money.
Isn't it the number one movie of all time?
Money-making film of all time. Yes, it is.
All right.
And congratulations to Hank Chen.
Sorry. Flip of the finger.
The orchestra again. I thought they were leaving me for a minute.
they're playing you off is what they're doing.
Hank Chen.
Hey!
Hey! He is the new King of Kong. Remember the King of Kong?
Oh, one of the best movies I've ever seen.
2007 documentary. If you haven't seen it, you owe it to yourself, to Netflix it, or pick it up at your local video store or Amazon.com or wherever you get your videos, because it is one of the most entertaining documentaries we've ever seen. It is about the struggles between the guys who are battling for the Donkey Kong world's record.
And it's a whole world of people and respect and code.
It's fascinating,
It is ridiculous.
It's Nerdapalooza is what it is.
It really is great.
Steve Wiebe, of course, was the legendary underdog who rose up to battle legend Billy Mitchell for the Donkey Kong crown.
He's
a douchebag, that Billy Mitchell. So this guy, Hank Chen, by the way, an unheralded newcomer, they're calling him, to the classic gaming community. I didn't even know there was such a thing until I saw that documentary. Came out of nowhere, snuck up on both of them, and beat their world records with a new Donkey Kong world record. Score of 1,061,700 points accumulated in just 2.5 hours. Puts him up at number one. He's a plastic surgeon from Flushing, New York, by the way.
It's surprising to me in the 21st century that there are still people willing to dedicate that much time to Donkey Kong and haven't moved on to some other more advanced game.
Yeah, this is
some
weird.
Guys are just classic gamers. They will They will not play with the new game.
But at some point, doesn't the interest die out? I mean,
not for Hank Chen, who's now the champ.
Unbelievable.
See, Kevin, that's why you never became the champion at anything, because you lose interest too quick.
Did you say he was a plastic surgeon?
I did say that, yeah.
He's my plastic surgeon.
He's got dexterity,
I see he gets this record. I'm moving on to another doctor.
Why? It means he's got great visual and hand dexterity.
And spends his entire life doing it.
How dare you, sir?
Just saying. What a loser.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Liza Minnelli is 64 years old today.
84.
She is just 64.
94. 104.
She is an ailing 64.
What do you think of her as an actress, Ralph?
I have enjoyed her work as an actress.
I thought she was great on Arrested Development.
Terrific. I think she's great in Arthur, one of my favorite comedies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She bugs.
Good in Cabaret, the movie. She won an Oscar for that.
Won an Oscar for it, right?
She bugs me.
Why does she bug you?
I don't know.
She's old. Kevin hates everything. It's more than 2 years
older
than he is.
She tries to act sexy.
Is it the Mo haircut? Is it the Mo haircut that bugs you? Ron Jeremy, porn legend, is 57 years old today. Aaron Eckhart is 42. Pete Doherty from The Baby Shambles and from Kate Moss's Drug Stash.
That's where he lives.
That's his new band. Is 31 years old today. And Sam Levine from Freaks and Geeks. Very talented young actress, 28. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Beautiful actress Alice Eve on the program with us next hour from She's Out of My League. Also, Ralph will be here with the Movie Beat and The Week in Rage, too. How about April Foolishness? Sold out Saturday, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater. Jimmy Kimmel will be there. Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, Kevin Smith, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Adam Carolla, Jimmy Kimmel Live's house band Cleto and the Cletones, and the man in our studio, Bill Burr, who joins us right now on The Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. Ralph, explain to us how we came to see Bill.
I did the live Adam Carolla podcast at, I forget what comedy place we were doing it at, but also in the lineup was Bill. So we got a chance to chat backstage a little bit, and then I saw him go up with Adam and talk, and I said, God damn it, this is one of the funniest guys I've ever met. So I said he would probably be good for April Foolishness. So I suggested to you guys, you watch some of his clips on YouTube and whatnot. You can find him anywhere.
Did your jackets fall in love? Was that part of the attraction?
We are part of the leather jacket team, yes.
Oh, you saw that. I doesn't miss anything. I literally took this off when I came in. I was like, good Lord, we look like backup dancers in The Godfather.
We do look like a gay couple.
Did they have backup dancers in The Godfather?
I'm just saying.
The musical.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it takes a certain something to pull that jacket off.
Yeah, I don't think you guys have enough show on that April Foolishness.
You don't think
what are you going to have me do? Just introduce people?
Essentially, yes.
Somebody else with more credits than me. Come it to the stage.
Well, that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you, because we have a lot of comedians who are well known, but there's also some great comics out there who maybe aren't as well known, and we like to introduce them to people when we get a chance.
I'll tell you though, I went to a comedy club this past weekend, and it was just a local comedy club, and people were kind of trying out their stuff. And it helped me realize how unbelievably talented guys like you and guys that do it for a living.
To pull it off?
Because it
the road comics. Guys are out there doing it.
And it was brutal. And crowds weren't laughing. And they're trying their best. And you can tell they're trying. I just felt so bad for them up on stage. But
yeah, brutal's a good word. Wow. That's exactly how it
is. Is it like that when everyone begins?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the beginning is horrific.
It is.
Because there's no way to learn how to do it. It's like the old school, how they used to teach kids how to swim. They just throw them in the middle of a pond. That's kind of how you learn how to do stand-up. Some of the stuff I thought was actually going to be funny and I could get away with it. Like, I used to work in a dental office and before I got into that stuff. And they had this basically like a plastic welder's mask that I had to wear right. when we were drilling somebody's teeth because all the stuff that flies out.
Right,
so I was like, I know, I'm gonna wear that on stage. That's going to be hilarious. Which would have been hilarious if I wrote a joke about it, but I didn't. I thought I was just going to put it on.
Just don't mention it.
Yeah, and everything else was going to take care of itself. So I did 5 minutes and it went great. And I had my little duffel bag, like a broke carrot top. I got my one little prop and I go, you know, my job's so bad, I got to wear this. And then I put it on and everybody's looking at me like, yeah. And then what happens? And I was just like, good night, everybody. You guys are awesome.
Oh, no.
That was brutal.
If you want to see something funny, Bill, there's a video online of Bill dressing down a crowd in my hometown of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you don't want to take on crowds in Philly, do you?
Which is one of the most brutal moments I've ever seen between a comedian and a hostile audience, where he just destroys this entire room full of people.
Are you from there?
No.
No.
No, but think of it.
How do you have stones to go into Philly?
There was no options. It's one of those deals, you know? It's not like I was out of this situation and I inserted myself in it like a hero.
Right.
You were there. I was overwhelmed by it.
Okay.
But those guys are such maniacs out there in Philly that they actually appreciate it more if you tell them to go, you know what?
If you fight back.
Rather than actually doing your material. They don't want to hear, you know?
They just want to fight with
what's
you.
What's up with Congress? They don't want to hear that. They don't want any political stuff. They just want you to trash them and their mothers. Diseases
that
on
was
him. Yeah.
Spectacular.
Turned out, yeah, that was like feel-good music to him. So they ended up coming around and like, I like this guy.
It is weird to hear them turn and start to cheer the more he insults them.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, that's right. We are. My mothers are all those.
That's what my dad used to say. I like this guy. So, you know, it's funny how crazy they are out there. Like, I went back there to perform like 8 months later, and I was all nervous, like, you know, am I going to go to the club and they're going to boo me
because
again?
Because it became kind of a big deal locally about that whole event.
Yeah, and like YouTube and that thing. And I came back and they're such psychos, they like barely remembered it. They were like, oh yeah, that's right. We did do that. Yeah, it's just we've done it to 50 other entertainers. So yeah, it kind of all blends in after a while.
Oh my God.
So how you been?
I don't know why they're such dicks in Philadelphia.
Hey,
I'm serious.
It's just they are.
Oh, stop
That's how they're bred.
You're just weak.
It is how they're bred, but now they're getting all these props for where everybody, if you bring up Philly, like people in like New Mexico will be like, yeah, they booed Santa Claus. It's like a soundbite now. And they can't even confirm if that even happened. Or threw snowballs at him.
Snowballs at Santa Claus.
Is that what it was, Ralph?
Yeah, they threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
But he was a bad Santa. And it's a long story. He was pulled out of the crowd. The guy who was supposed to be Santa at an Eagles game didn't show. And there was a drunk guy in a Santa costume in the stands. And they pulled him out of the crowd and asked him to stand in. And he was loaded and sloppy and looked like hell.
He should have fit right in.
So they threw snowballs at him because he was a bad Santa.
They actually, no, it's probably because he was coming with positive stuff. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Boo.
They started yelling about how little they were going to get for Christmas because their dads were alcoholics. They would have been like, this guy's awesome.
Bill Burr is in the studio on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is on the bill for April Foolishness. As Ralph mentioned a few minutes ago, if you have tickets to that show, you are lucky. If you don't, we are going to be giving some away closer to the event, not just yet. And by the way, Bill, you do the big time clubs, Punchline Atlanta, Caroline's New York. You're heading over to Europe too, aren't you? Are you going to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day? Is that where you're going?
I think I'll just miss it, but I don't think that's such a big deal to them. I think it's always like St. Patrick's Day over there.
It is a big deal.
Is it a big deal for them?
I've been there for St. Patrick's Day, yeah. And it's two parts. One is all the families, every human being in Ireland comes out for the daytime parade,
which
is super G-rated.
Right.
And then the sun goes down.
Then there's a big family meal, usually. Right. And then it's just drunken, just liver-murdering drinking.
Yes. And then you hide the kids, and everybody just walks from bar to bar, and everybody's your friend. It's the best place in the world.
Well, this is a funny thing. I haven't drank since New Year's Day.
On purpose?
Yeah, I passed out at the Rose Bowl. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't work New Year's anymore. This is the ironic part. I don't work New Year's anymore because I hate being in the middle of nowhere. And after the show, all the drunks come up to you and they're slapping you on the back and inadvertently spitting in your face.
Nice.
So I'm going to take the day off, you know, and I'm going to go to the Rose Bowl every year. And then I literally became what I was trying to avoid. Dude, I was raging like I was pledging a frat. I was like, I'll stay away from the whiskey. I'll be fine. I just started drinking Budweiser's. It was like I was 17 again.
Right.
And I was drinking them like Homer Simpson. I think I had like 15, and I headed in there. All I remember was being annoyed that the game started so quickly. I was like, dude, this should have started at 5, right? And I got in there, and I'm not even passed out, just nodded off like the old man that I am.
Oh,
just
man.
That heavy head thing
that
swinging
hurts.
Around. And when I basically passed out for 8 minutes of the second quarter, which is like
wow.
38 real minutes.
Congratulations.
That's right. Yeah,
a little nap.
Ball time.
Yeah. You just need a little nap.
Yeah, and you know, when you wake up from passing out, it's usually, you know, you're on a friend's couch, you know,
sure.
corner booth at like a Denny's or something, right? I like wake up, there's like 100,000 people going insane, and nobody's looking at me, but I can feel that they had all been looking at me.
Sure.
I was just like, oh, man, I'm that guy.
You're the picture on every cell phone there.
Yeah.
But at least the Rose Bowl is a comfy place. They've got nice seating,
do,
so you can really relax.
Oh, they did, yeah.
Super comfortable hard bench.
Yeah, right. They built during the Three Stooges era when everybody weighed like $1.50.
We need to pause it there briefly. Comedian Bill Burr is here. Please go to BillBurr.com for all the latest with what's going on with him, and we'll return right after this with more on the Kevin and Bean.
There it is. There it is.
Yes.
Puddle of mud. There
he demanded
it is. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ at 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Comedian Bill Burr is in the studio with us on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is on the bill for April Foolishness, April 3rd. This is why Bill's awesome, by the way. He doesn't have a gig to promote of his own. He's basically just coming in to rub it in to all the people who couldn't get tickets to see him on April Foolishness. So we appreciate that very much. It's a great lineup with great proceeds going to Boarding for Breast Cancer and Camp Laurel. Last year we raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, and thanks to you and your ticket support, we will do the same this year. So Bill, thanks again for being on that bill, man. We're super psyched to have you there.
Charity thing, right?
Yes, I am.
It's not going to be a lot.
No, and I always,
a scratch.
No money.
Okay.
And I also, you always have to make sure, too, what the charity is for, so you stay away from that subject.
Right, exactly.
Rather than learning how you usually learn with the awkward silence, and you're like, oh, this is a benefit for rescue dogs. Okay.
That's a great point, because I could see a bunch of chicks out there who lost boobs to cancer, and then you're going on doing junk about it. I could see that would be awkward, yeah.
Boarding for breast cancer is one of them, so you might want to stay away from that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But dogs are
I've always been a breast guy, you know. You start doing
speaking of dogs,
yes.
We're huge dog fans on this show. I have 6 of them, by the way. That's how crazy.
Awesome.
It's ridiculous. It's stupid. Don't ever do that. It's a mistake. But how about you? You got some at home, too?
Yeah, no. I went out and I got a free dog down at the pound.
Nice.
Which is
very
how
good.
I say it, as opposed to these people always say they rescue dogs, which is annoying to me.
I rescued her. She's a rescue.
Really? Did you pull it out of a burning building? Did you jump in a river with your wingtips still on, you know, with no concern? Or did you just go down to the pound and get a free dog? That's what you did.
Yeah,
that's
well.
What I did. I didn't have to sneak past the guard. They're just giving them away. They don't even do a background check. You want them? Yeah, you go. Take it home. So, no, I wanted a brand new dog. That was my thing. My girlfriend wanted a rescue one. I wanted a brand new 2010 bulldog. That's what I wanted. And,
did they come in that model yet when you were looking?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not recalled or anything.
No?
They're
okay,
good. It's a good year for them. That was my thing. I was like, I don't want like some, you know, 1995, half a Labrador with part of its ear chewed off. You know, I got to figure out his backstory, you know. But that was my initial thing. But
psychological damage?
Yeah, it's been a great thing. But she ended up getting the dog when I was on the road, and she got a pit bull.
Really?
So we went the real deal. All these starlets who rescue dogs, they get those little chihuahuas, which is very safe because when they snap because you do something
hurt.
That their previous owner did right before it beat them, you know. That you can just flick them off the coffee table. I got the real deal. Mine was
you did
was banded. It was down by the L.A. River.
Wow.
Its front paws was still taped up. It was like shadow boxing when we met it.
Oh wow! Did your girlfriend call you on the road and go, "Hey,
we were Skyping," and she goes, "I got a dog," and I spun it. She spins it around. I go, "Did you?" I'm like, "Is that a pit bull?" She goes, "It's a mix." It's a, I'm like, mixed with what? Another pit bull? Look at that thing. Look at that P90X, that shredded body. You guys remember Ivan Putski, that restless? What did he look like?
I don't remember
him,
no.
What made her get a pit bull?
Because it was beautiful, and she fell in. It was a blue nose. It's got that gray. It's a stunning, stunning dog.
Hey, I just want to jump. Shredded. I want to jump in here because there are people who are going to email us and go, "Hey, I hope you guys weren't suggesting that pit bulls aren't good pets because I know a lot of them and they are phenomenal dogs.
No, no, no.
I mean, they're great, smart, affectionate
women
dogs.
Absolutely, don't get
these are my initial fears.
Right,
my initial fears. Now I'm going to tell you, dude. It took me 4 days to warm up to the dog. In 4 days, I went from, we got to return this dog, to, oh my God, this thing's going to die someday. How am I emotionally going to be able to deal with this? No, it's ridiculous. And like, the funny thing is they're like lap dogs. And all they want to do is, like, cuddle with you.
They don't know they're as big as they are?
They don't. They don't realize that their head is made out of titanium. Right. That's the most dangerous thing about a pit bull is when you come home and they get excited. You almost have to put them in a sleeper hold because they start swinging that head around. I don't know about you, but I've had a couple of standing eight counts. Like, not even that, laying on the back. All I needed was, like, Mills Lane standing over me like, seven! So I make sure I kind of let her do her little, I'm excited,
get
home
excited
dance.
And then rear naked chokehold.
Yeah, rear naked chokehold. That's right.
All right.
No, but she's the best.
Every date I've ever been on, right there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Bill Burr is here. April Foolishness is April 3rd. We've got time for one more with Mr. Burr, and we'll do that when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Until we close our
eyes for good. That's over. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:37.
Psycho Mike, make a note. We got to get some sort of a timer, some sort of a clock that counts down the seconds so that we can tell when the songs are going to
be. We have it. We were just talking hockey, and I get sidetracked. Sorry.
Exactly. Talking hockey off air with our friend Bill Burr, very, very funny and famous comedian who's on the bill on Saturday, April 3rd, April Foolishness. I'm so glad Bill is here because Ralph was telling me that you guys were chatting before you came in here, Bill, and you and I are in a similar spot because I am a proud and satisfied Toyota Prius owner. I understand you are as well, and it's kind of hard to now every time I get in the car, I got to start looking for, you know, where I'm going to jump out.
I know.
When it gets out of control, I got to make sure. I don't know if I should have a parachute on my back or what should I be doing.
Well,
now?
The good thing is it's such a small car. I don't think, you know, you could probably stop it like Fred Flintstone. But
just open the door and put your foot down.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happened. I don't know how it worked with you, Bean, but they called me in December and they said something about the floor mat. And the floor mat was getting bunched up and it was holding down the accelerator. So they go, so just take that out. And I go, well, then it's fixed then, so I don't have to come in, right? And they were like, you still might want to bring it in. So I'm going, obviously.
Something else there.
Yeah, there's something going on under the hood. But, yeah, I mean, I wasn't really paying attention until that one where you have to call the cops, you know, to drive and drive slow in front of you and slow that guy down. That's
for folks who didn't see the story, this is a guy in San Diego who was on Interstate 8 down there, and he very calmly called 911 when his car was going about 85 miles an hour, ended up going to 95, and he said, look, I can't stop my car. What do I do? And Bill's right. They sent the highway patrol out there to get in front of him. They ended up not having to slow it down this way, but the plan was they were going to let him bump into the highway patrol car and then slow it down that way. But the cop instead used his loudspeaker out the window and told the guy to pull up the emergency brake and pull up the brake and then, you know, hold the power button in to slow the thing down. So eventually
everybody was
safe.
Why don't people ever think to shut the car off?
Yeah, but there's an on-off button, right?
Dude, you know what it is?
I don't know.
It's like a boom box.
Okay.
You turn it on the same way.
But why you turn it off?
Yeah, no, people panic. I can't stop. And then their brain just becomes white noise of, and they can't think.
Wouldn't you like to be the cop who said, yeah, you're the one that has to go get bumped?
Yeah, just drive 97 in front of him. He's going about 94. Just go like 97.
Touch your brakes.
Oh, I guess 93. I'm bad at math. Sorry.
So I know that it has been extremely infrequent that people have had this problem with the acceleration stick. There's millions of cars on the road. It's only happened in a handful of cases, but you always wonder if it's going to be me and what if it is. You know, that's why I honestly don't know what to do. Bill, are you sticking with your Prius?
Well, yeah, you know something too is I'm also going to go back to drinking and driving because now I have a loophole. I can just be hammered, hang on, accelerator, I got stuck. Thank God you showed up.
You
I'm joking, of course, people.
Yeah, no, don't drink and drive. That's the point.
That is a bad thing.
Right.
That's how bad we are right now, so overly sensitive that you actually have to then restate the obvious. Heroin is bad, people. Do not do it.
If you take anything away from today's show, that's it.
Yeah. It is great for weight loss, though.
Do you ever have – are there ever actually people who complain about the stuff that you do in your act, not understanding that it's just comedy and that's part of why it's what it is because it's inappropriate?
I have a lot of people who walk out halfway through the bit now and then send me angry emails. And it's like, well, you should have listened to the beginning of it. And it's like, well, it sounds like when I was doing the rescuing the dog thing, mm-hmm. it sounds – like I'm going to be trashing and saying don't do it, then right. you bring it around. See, the whole thing with the joke is they can't know where you're going.
Right.
Because if they know where you're going, they're already there. And
it's
then
not
you come
funny.
Sweating across the finish line as they're like, yeah, what was that joke from 1938? See what I did there, folks? So
they get offended because they listen to half of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had that happen. I did one making fun of homophobia. How guys use homophobia to get you to do dumb stuff. You know what I mean? Like if it's raining out and you have an umbrella. You got an umbrella? What are you,
Right.
The F word there. So I was bringing around how stupid that is to live your life that way, but I got halfway through it and I was up in Seattle and these guys, you're homophobe! And then they storm out. And then I've been getting...
What does that do to your show, exactly? I mean, is that good?
Well, you know what's funny is I didn't hear what they said. Oh. I used to play drums a lot and I got a little tinnitus, so if it's a big theater, which it was up there, like I couldn't hear. I just heard, Rah! I thought they were drunk. So I continued on, and people in Seattle are so polite that nobody repeated what the guy said. And
that's
then,
nice.
Then I just started, they told me afterwards, but then I just started getting these random emails from people in Seattle. Like these gay guys were like, yeah, I was listening to your podcast, and I really was thinking about making out with you, like trying to like freak me out. It was hilarious.
Yes.
So that was either the
Take
guys.
Them up on that?
From the I haven't been back yet. No. You know what I mean? I'm a free spirit.
Okay.
So I get stuff like that a lot.
how did David Letterman become such a big fan of yours?
He's funny.
Eddie Brill. Eddie Brill ended up putting me on. I wasn't aware that he was. I mean, they definitely put me on a lot, but I don't know. Eddie Brill hooked me up and I went on and thank God it went well. And then
and the rest is history.
Yeah, they keep asking me back. I might be doing it again in May. I just got to scrape together 5 clean minutes.
Does he ever talk to you on the show? The word on him is always that it's pretty frosty, even for the guests on that show. There's not a lot of warm and fuzzy. He's not exactly
He's awesome. It's like it's old school. You know, like all these celebrities nowadays, they're showing like their houses and like talking about. You just know too much about him that it's they've become like an annoying neighbor.
Right.
He still has that icon thing. He comes over and after you do it, just be like Bill Burr. He just goes, nice job. And you go, thanks a lot. And then he goes back to his desk.
And
then that's it. It doesn't become like
that's the interaction.
Yeah, and it works. It works. It's the Ed Sullivan Theater. The Beatles were there.
Right.
I shouldn't be shooting the breeze with the host. I should be in awe of the whole thing.
Know your place.
Yeah, which I always am when I go there.
All right.
It's ice cold, like the air conditioner. It's awesome. One of the few great things left, I think, in this business. Other than doing your wonderful morning show.
Yeah, of course.
You like that? Brought it right around.
Nicely done.
Very nice.
It was a weak effort, but it was a good try.
Bill, I'm so happy that we're going to see in, 2-3 weeks, something like that, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater. I think you're going to have a great time. Last year was so much fun, and people really showed up ready to have a good time. And, of course, it's such a phenomenal lineup again this year. I think you're going to have a great audience when you get out there on stage. But thank you very much in advance.
Well, thank you for having
agreeing
me
to do this. We're so happy to have you, and happy to have you on the show. Hope you'll come back. BillBird.com if you want to check out what's going on with Bill. Have a great trip to Europe, man, and we'll see you on the 3rd.
All right, guys.
I hadn't thought about this in a while, but when I was talking to Bill Burr, it occurred to me what a great job Ralph did of losing that accent, because you don't sound anything like him.
Well, Bill's from Boston.
Yeah.
It's a very different accent.
Different accent, but that whole New York, Boston, Philadelphia accent that you guys have is pretty pretty prevalent among the whole Eastern Seaboard right there. But you don't sound like any of it anymore.
Good work.
What's the matter with you? What's the problem with a little accent?
He does drop his H's a lot. It's always human.
Everything's got to be perfect with you people. Nothing can ever be just good enough. Like, you lose a little bit of an accent, but it's not enough. Or you have to talk like you're from some, I don't know, like Arizona or something.
Exactly. All right, the beautiful Alice Eve joins us next half hour from She's Out of My League. And Ralph has the movie beat. Right now, time for the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Alice Eve is my favorite holiday, by the way.
Right.
I get together, we put up the Alice Eve tree, and we have a big Alice Eve dinner.
That's great.
And then, of course, on Alice morning, we open our presents. Very entertaining. John Voight!
Yeah.
Many of you probably know John Voight as the father of Angelina Jolie, but let me tell you something, kids. you people who live like Kevin. you live in just today and just in the moment. John Voight has been a very accomplished actor for many, many years. Okay. If you've never seen Midnight Cowboy, for example, you are doing yourself a great disservice because it's a brilliant performance he gives in that film. And he is joining the ranks of movie stars that are moving to television. John Voight had a small arc on 24. Was that last season?
Mm.
Was John Voight in the show?
I can't remember.
Yeah, but he is now doing more television. Fox has just signed him to star in an upcoming pilot called Midland. It's a drama which co-stars David Keith, another fine actor. The show is about a con man who's living with two separate families. He's got two wives, two kids, two entire different families.
And it's a drama, not a comedy?
Yeah, it's a drama. Oh. Yeah.
So, he's great in everything he does.
John Voight is very talented, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. More acting news. Mariah Carey says she wants to continue making movies now that everyone's talking about her performance in Precious. You see, people? You see what happens? See what happens when you give them encouragement? Now look. Now who's going to suffer?
Now Gigli too.
Let's not forget Glitter, by the way. All right, give her all the props for Precious, but let's not erase the memory of Glitter, because those who do not learn from the past are doomed to repeat it.
That sounds very smart. I'm going to write that down.
Mariah Carey says she wants to work with Woody Allen. Oh, do you?
Take it easy.
God damn it. She says that she wants to be around people who can bring her to another level when it comes to her acting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be Paris Hilton, probably, who could maybe raise you up to her level in performance. Look, just because you took your makeup off and sat behind a desk doesn't make you an actress.
Isn't it the other way around, where you raise your level to another level, and then they accept you into that level? They don't raise you up.
No, usually you want to be surrounded by actors or whoever are better than you, because then you raise to their game, you know? They say it's like when you play tennis, you never play your best game unless you're playing somebody who's better than you are. So I can see her point, but I'm just saying, you wouldn't have to look far to find someone who's got more gift and talent than she does to raise her game up.
Kristen Stewart,
for example. You start with her. Speaking of Kristen Stewart, by the way, she said she would like to host Saturday Night Live.
What?
Oh, dear God, no.
Another Taylor Lautner has been there and has hosted. She says would be welcome to an invitation from Saturday Night Live to come along and host and be hilarious on that show with all her high-energy comedy.
Please, yes.
Is that something we want to look forward
to? Yes, it is. As a guy who doesn't watch Saturday Night Live.
won't hurt you at all. Can you imagine?
That'd be great.
And now here's the weekend update. And now here's your musical guy.
Why does she keep putting herself in situations where she has to speak in front of people? Clearly she doesn't like it.
Yeah. I don't know. I do not know.
She's good at it, though. Oh, wait.
Hollywood Reporter has some great casting news regarding the Captain America movie that I'm so looking forward to. Still no word yet who will play Cap, as we call him.
Cap?
In the comic book circles.
Yeah.
Chase Crawford from Gossip Girl is still in talks. John Krasinski, apparently, is still in the lead from The Office. Scott Porter from Friday Night Lights. Mike Vogel from Cloverfield. Michael Cassidy from CW's Privileged. Patrick Pfluger from Brothers. All these guys have been rumored to be in the running, but it looks as if we know who the villain will be. Of course, you know, Captain America battles the Red Skull.
You don't have to tell us.
Hitler's right-hand man, the evil Nazi, the Red Skull.
Okay, timely.
Well, I'm assuming they will put the movie back in the 1940s during World War II, Kevin.
All right.
Hugo Weaving, who played the bad guy Agent Smith in The Matrix, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He's been in a bunch of movies. He's always talented, and he apparently will play the Red Skull, which is good casting. Of course, he will have to wear a giant Red Skull mask, but other than that,
there is that.
He played V for Vendetta in a mask, so he got away with that. We'll see.
You're really, really just rolling around in this, aren't you, Ralph?
Captain America?
Yeah, he loves this movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I seriously almost passed out. You're such a dork.
Oh, come on. How about some Spider-Man news?
Please.
You know, Spider-Man's heading for Broadway. Big Broadway musical, Spider-Man.
Let's just call this the science fiction report.
How dare you?
Let's just go with that.
Let me tell you something.
Let's just go with it.
Let me tell you something, my little friend.
I'm saying.
Let me tell you a little about a little movie called Avatar. Yeah. And, you know, the comic book geeks and the sci-fi geeks pretty much rule the world when it comes to
entertainment. Right, but there's some of us that aren't living in our mom's basement. Is there anything going on for us?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Heidi Pratt says that she wants to have a baby.
Oh, I want to go back in the basement with
you
now.
There you go. Oh. Here's your news that isn't,
sci-fi
centric.
Let's do that more.
In Touch magazine reports that now that she's had her 10 plastic surgeries and she's got a new manager, She is still concerned that her image is becoming somewhat stale, and she thinks a pregnancy might force people to put her on the cover of magazines and talk about her.
Again. Nope.
Assessment.
Nope.
No.
So there you go.
No.
There you go. There you go. How about that? How do you like that?
No.
That's what you get.
No.
That's what you get for being the way you are.
Wow. Today's, we made the wrong decision.
Today's celebrity birthdays, musician Pete Doherty is 31 years old today. He is with a band called The Baby Shambles, probably better known for his drug use and his high-profile dating.
Yeah.
Aaron Eckhart is 42 years old today. Star of The Dark Knight, played Harvey Dent in that film, Two-Face. Steve Harris, bassist of Iron Maiden,
woo!
Is 54 years old today. Porn legend Ron Jeremy is 57 years old today. He is a good-looking 57.
He is.
Would it hurt him just to cut the hair? I'm not even saying, you know, have a salad. I'm not even saying hit the treadmill. But just cut the long, stringy, thinning hair.
I don't know, dude.
How is that not like a good
idea? That's what he's known for. That's his look,
That's probably what he's known
that.
For, right?
You can't really say that,
I'm saying that's probably what he's known for.
Yes, but you can't say You can't say that body part.
Oh. I was talking about his pet rooster.
Oh, I didn't
realize
that.
What you got? I'm not familiar with his work in his adult entertainment. I just know he's an avid farmer.
A dirty mind. Man.
Yes. Liza Minnelli is 64 years old today, and she also has a huge...
Yeah, she's not 64.
No, she is.
She's not, though.
But she is.
She's been 64 for 30 years.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't want to know what Blue Waffle is. I don't even want to know. I mean, I hear you guys screaming about it. I don't even want to know what the website looks like.
Dude, when Mike says, check this out, don't. That's my advice to you.
That's generally good advice with whatever Mike is suggesting. But this one in particular, you're saying it will ruin your whole weekend if you go to a
website
with those
words. Our guest
is on the
phone. Let's talk about other things.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Ralph has the movie beat in minutes. I went to see, Shutter Island with my wife a few weeks ago, and the trailer for She's Out of My League came on. And I've never been more uncomfortable than I was sitting next to Donna, looking at me while I was looking at Alice Eve on the screen, thinking, how quickly can I go see this movie? I was so busted for what I was thinking while I was watching just the trailer. I can't imagine what it'll be like at the movie. But it is opening everywhere today. We couldn't be more excited to have the beautiful Alice Eve on the phone with us right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Alice. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
You are purdy.
Oh, thank you.
That's a good start.
All right. All right.
I'm not going to be any good here, Kevin. You take over.
Tell us about She's Out of My League. It looks to me like the danger is there have been a lot of movies made like this.
Yes.
That's the danger. So right. You go into it going, well, we need to really make it special. What were your thoughts going into this movie?
Well, you know what they say, there are only 7 stories to tell, and Shakespeare copied all of his.
Right.
So, I mean, there aren't that many to say. There's only so many stories, and I think it's told well, and that's the most you can hope for, is that it's a good version of itself, and it's very funny, I think.
That's the way it looked to me. What about you getting the job of the woman who's too hot for the guy? Were you a little worried about that?
Yeah, it's horrifying, but I'm trying my best, and I acted my socks off.
You acted your socks off. Sure.
Yeah, you acted like this could ever happen in real life in 1 billion years, that someone like you could be going out with the guy Kirk in the movie. It wouldn't just, I mean, I know that's the premise of the movie, but in real life, does that stuff ever happen?
Yes, it does.
I mean, I don't know. If you like someone, I don't think you think there are 5, right? If you love someone, you think there are 10.
Right, but that's a girl. Guys are worse. Guys guys are bad people.
Different.
You're an 8, or you're a 4, and that's it. You can't really, love doesn't bring it into it, unfortunately. Girls are better.
Oh, God,
than...
your cruel reality over
I'm
there.
Just saying, I'm just saying girls are better than guys. That's all I'm saying.
Hey,
you don't believe in any movie magic.
Sure.
is Psycho Mike still in the room? Do we still have Mike?
No, he ran.
He had to leave.
Mike was asking earlier, and I'll try to paraphrase his question, Alice. Did you audition for this movie? Did you show up at an audition with like 25 other unbelievably She's Out of My League type chicks, or did they have you in mind when they made the movie?
I did audition, and there were some pretty gorgeous girls in the hall.
Yeah.
Mike, you were just wondering what that must be like when you show up and you've got all these women like standing there just staring at each other waiting to go in, right?
Right. You know what's going down. You're all there essentially for the same role, and I'm sure they're all really attractive. You're just standing there with scripts kind of staring at each other. It's gladiator-like. It's really kind of awesome.
Would you describe it as gladiator-like, Alice?
I mean, you know, it's performance, but, like, you don't think of it like that. You just kind of get your blinkers on, make sure you're focused, and try and do your best work, you know, in the room. You're kind of all focused on the work. It's not... I imagine for models it's more like that, but for actors there's something to think about.
But be honest, yeah. Did you ever think to sabotage the girls in any way? Maybe throw acid on their face or just trip them, even something small like that, just throw them to the ground or something.
Trip them over, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
No. See, she is better
maybe
than we are.
Maybe throw up the doorway.
There you go. All right.
This is actress Alice Eve on the phone on the Kevin Amin Show. The film is called She's Out of My League. It's a phenomenal trailer. And I think we have some audio here, and we're trying to bring this back on the radio. Alice is playing movie audio. But this is the scene that I think really got a lot of people's attention when they first saw it.
Why is she here?
She came with me.
Did you hit her car or something?
No, but thank you for asking.
Are you a social worker?
Nope.
Are we being evicted?
No.
Are you a hooker?
Dylan.
Or a prostitute, I mean?
Oh, my God.
Well, come on in for a dip, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know what? I don't even have a bathing suit.
Just wear your underwear.
Yeah.
It's just like a bikini. It covers all the good stuff.
Yeah, underwear is fine.
Underwear would be fine if I were wearing any.
Right. So I'm in.
It's very, and I mean this as a compliment, it's very Judd Apatow-like, this movie. That's the impression that you get from watching the trailer, which, I mean, that's a compliment, obviously.
Yeah. I think Judd Apatow has become shorthand for funny, right?
For funny and good, yeah.
Right. For witty and funny, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely funny.
Were there any awkward moments for you as an actress with things that you had to do for this role? I mean, I've seen the clip of you grinding on your co-star, for instance. Did it ever get kind of awkward for you? That one was.
I was raping him. Yeah. Yeah. It's always weird to rape a man.
I would imagine. I don't have that experience.
Mike does.
I just have to guess at that. But I'm sure he didn't mind it. It's not like he was going, ew!
He was acting like he minded it. That was the whole point of the scene. So it was like, oh, God, do it again? Really? Rub yourself all over this unwilling poor male?
I'd like to take that again. I didn't feel like I was in the moment, he says, 20 times.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Alice... I can't believe I'm on K-Rock. When I went to school in America and I went home to England, and when I was like, I went home at about 9 and I came back at about 12. And when I came back, all my friends at school were like, so what radio station do you listen to? And I was like, you know, the same one I listened to when I was 9, Kiss FM. And they were like, nuh-uh, K-Rock.
They said no and they didn't.
And I was like,
how about that?
And I was like, okay, what's K-Rock? And they were like, you know, soft rock. It's much cooler. So it was like, it's like a huge deal for me to be on K-Rock.
Well, it's a huge deal for us to have you on K-Rock as well.
Yes, we very much appreciate the kind words, Alice. And it's so interesting to talk to you on the phone and hear the real British accent, how you talk in real life and not what we've been seeing in the trailer for the past few weeks for She's Out of My League. Is it tough for you to do the American accent?
Well, because I went to school here and the same girls, you know, you want to fit in when you're a kid. You just want to be the same.
Right.
So I spoke like with an American accent. So it's kind of in my muscle memory. So I just went back to it.
Tell us about this clip.
Underwear would be fine if I were wearing any.
Did we handle that already? I don't remember.
I think we did.
We did.
Actually,
I think
you can move on.
Okay. The movie looks very funny. It opens up everywhere today. It is called She's Out of My League. Actress Alice Eve, thank you for being on this station and on this show. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. Bye. It's Friday. Ralph's here with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hello, boys and girls. About 4 or 5 new movies in your Cineplexes this weekend. Let's take a look at a couple of them, starting off with Our Family Wedding. Yes, America Ferrera from Ugly Betty fame plays a young Latina who is marrying a young African-American, and boy, do their families not get along because of the cultural differences. How did Tyler Perry have nothing to do with this movie? I have no idea. But I guess now movie companies are saying, hey, look, this guy's making $50, $60 million a pop with these horrible movies. Why aren't we tapping into that market? So they've got Forrest Whitaker playing the black dad in the movie. What happened to Forrest?
Yeah, he's an amazing actor. Maybe it's good.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
I'm telling you to shut up.
No, but it's Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. You know who plays the Latino dad?
No.
Carlos Mencia.
I'm out.
How do you like me now?
All right, you're right.
Maybe it's good. Oh, no, maybe it's great, Kevin.
I was
maybe
not
aware. Maybe even win an Oscar.
I was not aware of that.
So it's a hilarious comedy of cultural misunderstandings. Here's a scene where Forrest Whitaker is getting his car towed by Carlos Mencia as sort of a gotcha.
You see it right now. I got my hand on the door
now.
You want to call policeman? Please.
Adios, senor.
Please. I got my hand on the door now. You can't tell me if I got my hand on the door now. You know the law, right?
Here's where you get it.
Hey, everybody. Can anybody see here? I got my hand on the doorknob, and he's trying to tow my car away.
El vato dice, bye-bye.
She saw it.
Okay. What?
Carlos Mencia is towing his car.
Right.
But you can't tow it. He's got his hand on the door handle. Let me tell you something. Carlos Mencia is the man who started the Second World War. It wasn't Hitler.
I don't think that's
It was not.
I don't think he was alive then.
That's what you don't know.
All right.
Opening this weekend as well, Remember Me, the new film starring Robert Pattinson. What a weekend. Yeah, and this one, he is a sullen, romantic, sour, goth guy for a change.
Wow, how's he going to stretch into that?
Who starts to date the daughter of a cop as sort of an FU to the cop, but ends up falling in love with her, played by Emily DeRaven from Lost, Claire from Lost. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And he also has to deal with his parents splitting up in the wake of his brother's suicide.
Now, just like Forrest Whitaker confused me for the last movie, now you've got Chris Cooper in this one, who I love and generally makes good choices, too.
Look, Cooper's got a mortgage like everybody else, okay?
Yeah.
Also starring in this film is Pierce Brosnan, who plays Robert Pattinson's father. And in this scene from Remember Me, Robert Pattinson confronts his dad. I want your money! I want your stinking money! See, he comes from money, and it's all very angst-filled.
You have a daughter who sincerely believes that you don't like her. I mean, she's trying to communicate, she's speaking, but why aren't you listening? I mean, why aren't you riveted? Why is this not the most important thing? Just for one night!
Why does he talk like that all the time?
Because he's very intense.
He is intense.
Very intense young man.
That's an intense
Green
man.
Zone opens this weekend.
That's what I'm talking
Director
about.
Director Paul Greengrass, who gave us the Bourne films, teams up with his Bourne buddy, Matt Damon. Matt plays a U.S. Army officer who goes rogue as he hunts for weapons of mass destruction in an unstable region. Greg Kinnear also co-stars along with Matt. Here is Amy Ryan, who's also in the film, asking Matt Damon about these weapons and trying to get the lowdown so she can share the information.
We're in the 85th. It's WMD unit, right?
How'd you know that?
It's right there on your rifle. Lori Dane, Wall Street Journal. How's it going?
You know, we haven't found it yet.
We'll find it. It's frustrating, right?
A little bit.
Something's got to be going on. Does it make sense to you that we're still coming up empty?
No. No, it doesn't.
See? Women digging for information, always. Always asking a lot of goddamn questions.
Yep. Can't leave well enough alone.
There were a lot of people asking those questions at the time, I think.
Yeah. Not recall. When she worked for the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, all right.
Using her feminine wiles to try to get information out of our boys in the military.
Hey, if we got something to tell you, we'll tell you, all right?
Reporter whores.
Wow.
Reporters, as I call them.
It's not very effective.
No, is it? No, it kind of sounds like the same word, yeah. Doesn't it? Reporters.
It's like Al Gore is here again.
And lastly, She's Out of My League. I heard you guys talking to Alice Eve earlier. How charming is she?
Would you stop it? We weren't talking to as much as slobbering over.
Yeah, you guys kind of made fools of yourself.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Still,
I know.
She took it in good good humor, which is nice. Here's a scene from the film in which the dude who is out of her league and his friends debate over whether a plain guy can ever land a girl of her caliber.
King Kong and Naomi Watts.
Never consummated. Totally platonic relationship.
Stephen Hawking and his lady nurse.
He's the master of space and time.
Hey, what about the president of France and that girl that went out with Mick Jagger?
He knows about wine, and he has a French accent.
Wait a second. The Beast.
Who?
The Beast. From Beauty and the Beast. Beast won Beauty's love, and he wasn't rich, and he wasn't a recording artist. Though he did have an amazing voice.
See?
Okay.
Regular guy can end up with a hot chick.
Nope.
Stephen Hawking is hot nurse. It's right there.
That's true.
Yeah. Gave her the role of her life. See, because he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
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 It's a reference to wheelchair.
That's my pick for the weekend. She's out of my league. Looks like a fun time at the movies, and we all could use it. Just stay away from Carlos Mencia. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
As a personal favor to me, avoid Carlos Mencia. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to be asking for your calls to help us out with the Week in Rage coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You get to fill in for Adam Carolla and tell us what's bugging you. Two technology notes I want to mention real quick here. One, if you heard about the iPad and wanted to buy it, today's the day that it's on sale. You can go to Apple.com and buy your iPad today. In fact, today's the very first day that they're allowing you to order those.
Who knew?
And two is, there's a lot of money in technology. The new poll came out, new survey from Forbes magazine about the richest people in America, and there's a new number one. Let's face it, Bill Gates has been the richest guy in the world, He's been the richest guy in the world for years with Microsoft. Number two was Carlos Slim, a Mexican telecom tycoon who is now the new number one. He is the richest guy in the world.
Because
he went into computers and telephones.
And Bill Gates gave away a ton of money, right?
He did, and still is, yeah.
Yeah. Bill Gates, man, if you're his kids, you think you've got it made until you realize old man's going to give every cent of it away before he dies.
Hey,
you're going to get nothing.
What about mine? Yeah, nothing, son. Go to work.
How about saving me a couple of million or something? But anyway, Carlos Slim in Mexico City, by all accounts, just a terrific guy. And he does his fair share of charity giving, too. But he is number one with $53.5 billion, richest man in the world. We asked producer Alex to line up Mr. Slim for us on the phone, and I believe we've got him right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, Carlos. Hi, can you hear us?
What's up, huh?
Well, we're just calling to congratulate you on being the richest person in the world. That must be a bizarre feeling to think that nobody in 6 billion people has as much money as you do, sir.
That's right, Holmes. I'm rich, bitch. That's right.
How many billion dollars do you have?
205. Hello?
Actually, I think it's $53.5 billion
oh
in his
damn.
Fortune, Kevin.
How much information is
Well, it's a lot of money, and you made your money with some sort of a cell phone business? I mean, that seems crazy.
Damn, fool. Feel like going to sleep and shit.
What are you talking about?
Whatever.
You're tired?
All right, Holmes.
Are you tired from working? Is that why you want to lay your head down?
I've been working some hours, a couple.
Okay. Right.
What do you think about Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, who have given away billions of dollars, and that's why they have slipped below you on this Forbes list?
That, Holmes.
What?
Keep your money like me.
Don't. But they give it to charity. I mean, they really try to help people with
charity, Holmes.
Well, you can't possibly spend all that money.
Shut up, bitch.
Wow, hey.
Yeah, I'm rich.
Okay. But $53.5 billion, I mean, you give away $1 billion, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
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 Mr. Slim controls...
Hey, Omar, shut the f*** up.
That's what I'm saying.
Mr. Slim's company controls 83% of the land phone lines in Mexico and is the leading internet service provider. So you basically, if your companies don't work well, the entire country shuts down.
Hell yeah, I'm rich, motherfucker.
Now, do you do drugs as well? Do you sell drugs? Are you a pusher? You a drug dealer?
A little bit.
A little bit? A
little bit.
Okay.
Bitch.
What?
Because I'm rich, fool.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm rich.
Right.
And I'm a male.
You might want to let us lead on that one. Are you a male?
Hell yeah, I'm a male, mother. Good leading, Kevin.
Thank you.
Turning it over to you for the Week in Rage in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman joins us now for the Showbiz Beat. And Ralph, I know you're off on American Idol. No longer will you be watching this season, right?
Nope.
Love it.
You're done. Okay.
Boo, American Idol. Boo.
Just in time, as next week the top 12 is going to be tackling the songs of the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
Can you imagine how out of their league those kids are going to be trying to sing those songs?
That's going to blow.
That's going to be a disaster, right? Like a horrible idea,
this
right?
Is some kind of weird
She's
world.
She's a
honky-tonk woman.
Can't even imagine what a train wreck that's going
to
be.
This is a bizarre world where everything that I used to say is coming out of your mouths. I love
Give me shelter. I'm gonna fade away.
All right, now I'm in. Anyway, I think I'm with you. I think I'm out, too. I don't think there's any way I can hang on.
I can't get no satisfaction.
That's all right, Richard Cheese, what's going on with the showbiz world here?
Well, in case you are still following American Idol, suckers, last night Alex Lambert got voted off, not to be confused with Adam Lambert.
Right.
Who won?
Who
last
came in
last
second in or won?
Who knows? Came in second last year.
Oh, yeah,
lost
right.
to Chris Allen.
Right.
Caitlin Epperly.
Oh, no. She was
good. It's a shame because she was kind of cute. This Caitlin Epperly. She had curly blonde hair and she was kind of sexy, but she's gone. Lily Scott, who was a very indie hipster style singer, and there's just no room for that in American Idol.
Sure.
And Todrick Hall was also booted off the show because his name is Todrick.
I liked Todrick. I was sorry to see him go.
Is that why, though, his name?
Todrick.
I know.
That's dumb.
Why can't the black people name people real names anymore? Where'd that come from?
And Todrick has a career. He's on stage in
on Broadway.
Color Purple or something. Yeah,
he was on Broadway with Fantasia, The Color Purple. Yeah,
He was on Broadway. And
he was, but he was like a chorus,
like a chorus
guy.
Singer.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, his name's Todrick.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't get that either.
How about Roderick for a name, honey? For a kid. No, not hunked up enough.
I don't like Roderick.
Can we take another letter and put it in front of Roderick and just make it something else? Let's see. Fodrick, Godrick, Todrick. Todrick!
That's it!
Magic!
But he got kicked off, so we won't get to hear him doing Start Me Up next week. What a shame.
Bean, how can you still watch that show?
I'm not. I'm out. I'm telling you I'm out. I'm with you.
Oh, this is
I'm totally with you.
This world is so beautiful now.
That's all it took. Well, I'm going to make it a little bit uglier. Kristen Stewart wants to host Saturday Night Live.
That doesn't make it uglier. That's awesome.
Taylor Lautner did it.
Wolfboy?
Yeah, Wolfboy did
it. How was he?
I have no idea.
He seems fine, like he would try, and he seems fine.
Yeah, he was fine. He's not without talent.
But she.
Really? He's not without talent?
He's not without talent, no. And he does try real hard.
Well, he's got enough talent to be on Saturday Night Live, that's for sure.
Right, absolutely.
I just want to see her opening monologue or whatever it is she does.
They were asking her about it because she's promoting her new movie, The Runaways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she said, look, they said Taylor Lautner did it. Would you like to do it? She said, well, they haven't asked me to do it yet. She said, but I would love to say yes for sure. But that is really, really scary. I am so critical of myself. And then also of people who are on the show. It's like, nope, you're not funny. Next.
She said
that!
Oh, no.
You know what? I thought this was a bad idea until I rewatched the trailer for Twilight Eclipse.
Yeah.
And I realized she does have the comic chops.
You think so?
Just listen to her performance in this trailer.
Isabella Swan, I promise to love you every moment forever.
She's still human. The Volturi don't give second chances.
Why are you so against me becoming like you?
See, there you go. They can tell. Look, listen to that high-powered comedy. What?
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it until I die. F*** hippies.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live. It's Christmas night. Welcome.
Come on, I'm in.
My musical guest is Justin Bieber tonight.
That would be the monologue. And I can't believe I'm doing this much Saturday Night Live news, but apparently it's official. Betty White will indeed host Saturday Night Live on May the 8th.
That's great.
That's awesome.
This all came about because of a Facebook group, which was randomly started by some fan who said Betty White should host Saturday Night Live. Just got a wild hair, and it took off and became a news story, and now it's going to happen.
Well, Betty's been in show business for 70 years, and there are probably few things she hasn't been able to do yet, and that's one of them. So why not? Give her a shot at it.
It's going to be the special Mother's Day weekend, Saturday Night Live. Not only Betty will be on the show, but they're bringing back all the SNL female cast members who are moms.
Oh.
Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph, Rachel Dratch, Anna Gasteyer, and Molly Shannon.
That could be funny.
Yeah, let us know.
See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 returning cast members. One of them is funny.
You know, she's 88, as I mentioned. The announcer for Saturday Night Live, Don Pardo, 92.
Is
still doing that
really?
Job every week. Yeah.
Bean, what are the other ages of the people on Saturday Night Live?
I'm just saying it's pretty remarkable to have a regular cast member of a show who's 92 years old. That's all. I just thought that was worth a mention. Betty White's going to show up. She's not even going to be the oldest person on the show.
Bean, all
everybody loves Betty White.
Bean, all he has to do is say, and now here's Saturday Night Live.
I understand. But he's alive to do it. That's my point.
Could I hear that clip again, please, where the crowd is much louder than... Please.
Well, a lot of people were...
The crowd is much louder.
Everybody loves Betty White.
Yes, that's a good one. Keep it.
Is there like a...
That's a keeper.
Like a discount table of sound or something you have in your machine? Is there like a... Like drops that have been marked down? There's a clearance section?
He keeps the worst stuff.
Because late this week... You have been really going to the bargain basement for some of your clips.
That one is not high quality is what we're saying.
I'm saying maybe you should stock them deep and sell them cheap and move them out. Maybe you should move some product.
Spring cleaning.
Yeah, might be time.
Are you gay?
Got to keep that one. That's Larry King. You got to keep
that one. I'm thinking Conan saying who he is. And maybe the Betty White clip could
but
be retired.
But the Conan came in handy yesterday when you were talking about Conan, and boom, right at my fingertips, here I was.
Hi, I'm Conan O'Brien.
You were happy to have that
But we've
yesterday.
Already said Conan O'Brien.
Right,
we've identified the guy.
That's not helpful to hear him say it.
All right, so put that on the discount table.
That's what I was saying.
That's where you got it from. Put it back.
Put that in the markdown bin.
Okay.
Today's celebrity birthday, Sam Levine from Freaks and Geeks is 28 years old today. Pete Doherty. From the Baby Shambles and from your local drug den. He is 31 years old. Graham Coxon of Blur turns 41 years old. Aaron Eckhart is 42. Steve Harris of Iron Maiden celebrates his 54th birthday. Porn legend Ron Jeremy is 57 years old today. And singer-actress, one of Kevin's favorites, Liza Minnelli. The reason we bring her up every year. He loves him some Liza.
And she is
Liza
annoying.
With a Z, not an S, but a Z. That's Liza with a Z. That's Liza. She's 46 years old today.
Who's that?
It's a famous song that she did.
Well, stop.
All right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday. Generally, our friend Adam Carolla stops by here, and he's angry about all sorts of stuff, and we call it the Weekend Rage. Adam is off filming a TV show. He will be back live in our studio next Friday, he promises. But today, we give you another opportunity to get something off of your chest. Ooh, speaking of chest, hey, Miss Cleo, how you doing? if you've got something that bugs you, something that drives you crazy, and you'll feel better talking to Kevin and Bean about it, you can give us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We actually have an email, Kevin, to get us started. We heard from Kevin and Bean listener John, who is on the phone with us right now. He's got something he's very upset about. In fact, he demanded in his email to make an appearance on the Week in Rage. So we're going to do it.
Hey, John.
Yeah, get it on.
Get it on, indeed.
Get it on.
Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hello.
Great to hear from you. What's bugging you, my friend?
Oh, my God. I've been trying to get this off my chest, guys, for years now, and thank you for giving me the forum.
No worries.
Those In Loving Memory stickers on the back of people's cars. That... Why? I have no idea. I don't understand it. There's absolutely no reason for somebody to put one of those stickers on the back of their car.
That's what they put, like, if a friend dies in a car accident or something, they put
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Or just, like, in loving memory of my grandma, 1920-something to 2010. Like, why? I don't need to know... about your grandma that died. I don't, I mean...
Does it bring you down, John?
Is that it? It's a bummer?
Yeah, exactly. You know the ones that bring me down and make my day like hell are the ones like the kid was like 5 years old or something.
Oh, yeah. That is a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
Why display that to everybody? No, we don't need to know that. I mean, I'm sorry for your loss, yeah, but... Who needs to know that? I don't. I'll ask if I need to know. Yeah?
So, John,
hey, he'll roll down his window. Hey, do you know anyone who died?
So, John, your thinking is you're not begrudging them their grief. You understand they're going through a difficult time, and you understand that their intentions may be pure, but you're saying it's the type of thing that should be private and shouldn't be kind of, in your view, forced on the rest of the world.
Yeah, if you want to remember a family member, I mean, you guys can have when you have a family reunion or something, talk about them in a photo album, memories in your head. Why are you dedicating a sticker on the back of your Honda Civic in memory of your of your grandpa that passed away 10 years
ago. Isn't that the highest praise you can give someone as a bumper sticker on a bumper?
That's what I hope for.
John, yeah, what's your ruling on people who commemorate fallen friends with a tattoo? Is that, does that bug you as well?
No, that's fine because that's on your skin. That's on your person. You're not displaying it to everybody. And if people don't want to see it, I mean, I don't have to look at you.
Right.
But
what about
when I'm in back of you on the freeway, it's on the back of your car.
Right.
I have no choice but to see it. And that's the epitome of, hey, look at me. It's even worse than the vanity plates that you guys were talking about. It's
really?
Like, hey, look at me. Feel sorry for me.
I'm in pain.
They have good intentions, but you're a douche. You're a loser. Stop it. Pick up.
Look, I know your parents died in a fire, but you're a loser for remembering them so publicly.
No.
Well, I'm not sure the bumper really is the highest form of flattery.
And one more thing, guys. If you do wear a band T-shirt to the band you're going to see, you're a douche. Stop it.
Really?
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Agreeing with this, Leo.
Mostly it's the women that feel that way.
Oh, I thought I liked you.
Very definite opinions. All right. Yes. John, you're awesome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for getting in touch with the Kevin and Bean Show. We appreciate it.
I'm going to be honest. When we first came up with the idea of having listeners fill in for Adam, I thought it was going to be a disaster. It's working pretty well.
They're good and angry.
1-800. They're angry.
There's a lot of rage out there. There's so much rage. I think people are just looking for an outlet. And thank God we're letting them let off a little bit of steam, because who knows what a guy like John's going to go out and do today if he can't get that off his chest.
Yeah, and the smaller the better, by the way. That's what makes Adam magic, is I don't like air.
Yeah.
What? 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll take your next week is the 17th of March. That would be a holiday known as St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I've heard it. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a live show. We've got more details for you on Monday. Those are always very professional when we do a show.
Let's put it this way. There's a reason we can't do it every year.
Yes.
There's a reason we need some refraction time to come back for it.
But we're doing it next week, and we'll give you details on Monday on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 9:26.
It's time for this week.
Right. Adam Carolla, every Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, joins us for the Week in Rage. He's filming a TV show right now, so you get a chance to be the Get It On man yourself. 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for what is really steaming you today. Why don't we start with, we got some good ones here. Why don't we start with Eddie? Eddie is on line 6. This is an unusual one for the Week in Rage. Eddie, welcome to the show. What's going on, dude?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi.
Basically, it's just... sequels to 100-year-old movies.
Sequels to 100-year-old movies.
So you're saying like Tron, for instance, we were talking about earlier this week, the Tron sequel is coming out this year, and you're saying don't do that because the original movie came out 25 years ago? That bugs you?
Well, it's like, if I wanted to see it, first of all, where am I going to find a VCR? You know?
Right.
Well, they put them on DVD, too.
Well, when I went to go see it, the reason I got burned was because I went to go see Alice in Wonderland. I thought it was Alice in Wonderland, not a sequel to it. So then they show more sequel commercials. And basically, if you didn't see the first Alice in Wonderland, which I didn't, I had no idea. They assumed I knew every character in the movie.
Okay, you're very confused.
That's why you do
you're
shrooms.
Very confused. Yeah.
If I could just mention that before you go.
This Alice in Wonderland is one of 25 different versions of that movie, but it's an original startup for a new franchise. I don't. Never mind with him. What can we do? Oh, there's nothing we can do for him. The original Alice in Wonderland movie came out in 1903. By the way, no one saw it.
100 years old. That's what he's saying. John, hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
This Week in Rage.
Lisa, man.
Yes. Hi, John.
How's it going?
Good.
This is what pisses me off. I'm sitting there, best part of my day, probably the one of the most glorious parts of my day. Go to the bathroom, you know, I'm trying to relax, maybe take a seat, pull out a newspaper.
I think we know how it goes. We don't need all the details on that.
It's the most glorious part of his day.
The part where I got to grab for the teepee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the teepee rolls from underneath.
No!
Instead of over the freaking top like it's supposed to.
Now, really, is it uniform? I mean, is that the law?
It's got to be the law, because then I'm just spinning it like a friggin' baby in a crib, and not unraveling.
All right, John, let me ask you this question. How long do you spin it before you realize that if you spin it the other way, it'll work?
I mean, it's got to be like 5 to 10 seconds tops. I mean, this is a waste of my day.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he doesn't have time.
And, of course, it's going to break off after every freaking square.
All right. Let me ask this question, because I frankly don't have a preference. Because, to me, it's not that difficult to pull toilet paper. But is it that the roll is so unbelievably heavy that you can't believe you have to drag it if you have to pull from underneath?
No, he likes it.
And, of course, everybody's cheap. They're not buying out there buying Charmin. They're buying the 1-2-ply.
All right. You got a lot of toilet paper issues then. I understand. Right.
I will say, when you go to public bathrooms and they have those giant rolls and they're the thinnest paper ever, when you pull it, you get one square every time. You get one square and you got to reach up and like, or it's ridiculous.
Or it's made out of cardboard. I like those.
Yeah,
the cardboard
that's good too.
Toilet
that's
paper.
Good
that's
too.
Not good.
All right. Let's try Missy on line 5 calling the Kevin and Bean Show here. It's the Week in Rage. Missy, you get to fill in for Adam Carolla. What's bugging you?
You know, I don't know what's worse, listening to people pop and crack their gum or watching them chew it like a cow.
I chew gum, and that is annoying.
Yeah. Who is the one, not Lindsey Vonn, but the other one, Julie Mancuso, I think is the one on the Olympic medal stand at the Winter Olympics this year. Chomp, chomp, chomp. The whole time she was up there getting her medal and her flowers and everything, it was kind of, it did seem a little rude. I will tell you that. Yeah, I can understand where you're coming from there.
I don't notice that at all. I've never noticed that.
Well, you will if they have their mouth hanging open and they're...
I remember being in on the high school basketball team, and the coach's wife came over and just put the trash can in front of my mouth. And I was like, what? She said, spit it out. I didn't even realize I was chewing gum, but apparently I'm that guy.
Let's take, do we have time for one more? Can we do Billy real quick on the Week in Rage?
Hey, Billy.
Yo, hey, what's up, everybody? Oh, hello, Lisa.
Hello, Billy.
I understand now. Go ahead.
Okay, yo. Here's the problem. I got tons of female friends, but none of them will have sex with me, and it's pissing me off.
That's not a little thing, by the way. Or is it?
No, it's not.
So everybody wants to be friends with Billy, but nobody wants to be the girlfriend of Billy.
Oh, exactly, Billy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you give women choice on whether to sleep with you or
What's
not.
What's wrong with you, Bean?
What?
That's
you're
a ridiculous statement.
By the day.
You're more wrong than Billy.
Mike, you're with me, right?
Billy, you just need to... You know, grow into
maybe,
a man.
Maybe not go by Billy.
Have the voice change.
Yeah.
Change your name to Bill.
Yeah.
You know, come on now. Talk about sports once in a while.
My friend.
Come on now.
Okay. All right.
That's a good question.
It's a great way to head out into the weekend. Thank you, Bill.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 20 minutes till 10 o'clock.
What time are we getting out of this, Dina?
We've got a few minutes left, and then it's your time, Mr. Hand. All right?
Okay.
Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Final look at the showbiz beat for the week. What's going on?
Well, looks like Katherine Heigl's long nightmare may be over. Yes, Katherine Heigl for years now has been suffering with the cross that she's been bearing of being a highly paid television actress on a wildly successful series.
Yeah, it's rough.
But now, finally, that hellish experience may finally be over for poor Katherine Heigl.
When did this first come to our attention? When she said she didn't want to be nominated for an Emmy, was that?
She's been bitching about being on this show since...
Before that?
Since Knocked Up.
Oh, okay.
Once Knocked Up was a major smash hit in the theaters, she became a movie star.
Mm.
And suddenly her day job on Grey's Anatomy was beneath her.
I see.
And then she was not happy with the writing on the show because apparently her character was not being serviced properly, in her opinion.
Okay.
And she was very vocal about that, how she did not submit a scene for the Emmy nominations that one year because she felt the writers didn't give her anything Emmy-worthy to act.
Which you might feel but never say, ever.
Then she went to the creator, Rhonda Shimes, an ABC student, said she wanted to be let out of her contract, and they balked and gave her brain cancer.
They what? Oh, right.
Right. On the show. Right.
Yes. I don't watch the show. So.
Yeah, they didn't
in real life. That's how mad they were.
They snuck into her house and injected her with cancer cells in her cerebellum, and now she has brain cancer. No, on the show, you know, to put her character in a state of what if. So if whatever way they wanted to go, they had an out,
okay,
basically. So they give her time off to go make another movie, and she was scheduled to return to the set of Grey's Anatomy on March the 1st. To work on the 5 remaining episodes of the season. Here's one problem. March 1st came and went, and there was no Katherine Heigl.
She didn't show up?
No. So now it looks as if
She's finally going to get her wish, and they are going to release her from the contract.
So she's not going to come back and do a farewell arc, which means it's going to be one of those deals where a guy will just show up at the hospital one day and go, hey, Izzy just got killed in a car accident. Okay, let's move on. Yeah. Right? They're just going to have to just explain her away.
Sources say around the Gray set that her final episode as Izzy has already aired because she will not be returning to
film. She kind of took off for a while and then she came
back.
She
adopted a baby
couple.
And took some time off. Yeah.
Doesn't that hurt her credibility with any other company that might want to make a movie or whatever?
You'd
that
think.
She just doesn't show up?
Well, no. Obviously, she shows up for movies.
Right.
But she doesn't show up for TV if she doesn't feel like working on it.
She also trashed Knocked Up a couple months after the movie came out. She said she didn't like the way she
well,
her character
only the guys
was portrayed.
Got to be funny, she said. Guys, only the guys got to be funny when you work on a Judd Apatow movie and women are, so much set dressing, basically.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
As you can imagine, Grey's Anatomy fans everywhere are shattered by the idea that the beloved Izzy isn't coming back. A president of the Grey's Anatomy fan club said, is that show still on? So, no one cares.
She's still hot, though.
Yeah, she is.
I think she's hot.
I think she's faded a little bit, though, Kevin. I mean, she's not as hot as she was in her Roswell
nice
days,
boobies.
I'll tell you that.
She's got nice boobies.
Yeah, she's got nice boobies.
And
her
she's
face
got a weird thing going on in that she's hot for a 45-year-old, but she's 30.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she looks like a hot MILF. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
She's a newlywed. That's the problem.
Wow,
and the grill's got some work to be
done. I like
done.
The grill, sort of. I sort of do.
I think it kind of works.
Well, then you got to jump on board the Crystal Bower Sox train. This chick on American Idol with the most honked up teeth you've ever seen on television. She does. She makes
honked up.
She really does make Jewel look like she has a perfect smile.
Mm. Yeah.
No thanks.
Bean is still insisting that she has teeth somewhere behind other teeth in that mouth, but I just see gaping holes every time she opens her mouth. There's eye teeth missing or misplaced or on vacation or something's going on in her face.
Some of them are hanging on a chain around her neck. Yeah. It's weird.
She's got summer teeth. Some are here, some are there.
Oh, man.
Some are missing. Natalie Mejia.
That's not a name.
It is. Okay. You may recognize the name, or you'll probably recognize the name of her former group, Girlicious.
Oh, all right.
Girlicious was the group that was founded by Who Wants to Be the Next Pussycat Doll, or whatever that effing show was on the CW. You remember that with Robin Anton, the creator of the Pussycat Girls, came in and they auditioned a bunch. It was like American Idol for whores.
Right.
Okay.
And they had to dance and sing and stuff. They were putting together a new band. That band became Girlicious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Natalie has picked up a side job, apparently, selling blow.
For real?
She was arrested and charged Thursday here in Los Angeles with drug possession with the intent to sell.
She's the hottest cocaine dealer I've ever seen. Look at her.
Yeah. L.A. Times says the police in Glendale found a dozen plastic baggies filled with coke in Natalie's purse. The guy who was driving the car she was in was speeding. That's why they got pulled over in the first place. He was arrested. They went through her bag. And Natalie said the drugs weren't hers and she doesn't know how they got into her purse.
What is that? How did that get in there?
No, that was just some makeup for the next Girlicious tour.
If you have a certain amount, they assume that you're selling?
Yeah, there's a certain possession amount that...
Because who knows? I mean, maybe she really wanted to make her way through it.
They assume there's only so much you can have for personal use, and everything else is intent to sell. Yeah.
All right.
I don't even know the state of Girlicious, whether they're still a band or not. But, she's a hot drug dealer. I wish I could find a hot drug dealer.
My cocaine dealer is much uglier.
What? Saying that you...
I need an upgrade.
Tiger Woods' marriage may be coming back, people.
What?
May be saved. Mm. Have you seen the photos of him kissing his wife, Elin, recently? Word is that she is willing to give him another chance. And you'd be surprised to find out who is the architect of that salvation. Her twin sister, Josephine Nordegren.
Wow.
Apparently was the one who talked Elin into giving Tiger another chance.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, she thought it was worth trying to reclaim their marriage for the sake of their family and for their relationship. And
do we know that he's not kissing her twin sister?
That's what I was going to
say.
Thinking.
What are the odds that he had sex with Josephine Nordegren, her twin
pretty
sister?
Good. Pretty darn good.
But look at
and
her.
She's guilty. So she's like, no, you guys should stay together. You guys would make a great couple.
Wow.
Guilt.
There's two of them?
There's two of them, yeah.
Wow.
Well, that was always the knock for some time. There was always those hot, smoking hot nude pictures going around of a girl who looked just like Elin Nordegren.
Right.
And everyone said it was her, and then everyone said, no, it was her twin sister, who was also a model. And we never really got to the bottom of that mystery, but it's a good deal right there.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Sam Levine of Freaks and Geeks is 28.
Sorry, the name of that?
Freaks and Geeks, 28 years old. Pete Doherty of Baby Shambles is 31. Graham Coxon of Blur. You people. 41 years old today. Aaron Eckhart is 42. Ron Jeremy, adult film legend, The Hedgehog, is 57.
Remember that thing he told us he could do when we had him on the show that time?
Yeah. And Mike tried to do it.
He can do it.
He can satisfy himself. Yeah.
He can.
Right.
He can
do it. I know what I'm doing.
He can do it.
I wasn't going to say the bad thing. He can take care of him.
I just don't think I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
You
see it online, Kevin Bean? Kevin thought it was gay if you do it, too, remember?
You want to see it online, Bean?
I don't.
All right.
Thank you.
It's not gay if you do it.
Not at all.
No. We had a whole debate about that.
It's not.
Seems like it is.
Well, it is because it's you.
Yeah, well.
It's self-satisfaction.
That's for another time.
And another show.
Another era.
Yes.
And Liza Minnelli, 64 years old today. Funny on Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Arthur and Cabaret and has a long story history. And she is the daughter, many people may not know, of legendary film star Judy Garland, who was Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your Liza Minnelli update.
Her looks go. What happened to Liza?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Don't forget daylight savings time. So put your hour
saving
ahead one.
Daylight savings
clock
time is this
saving
weekend. Saturday
savings
night, Sunday morning.
Time. Everyone daylight savings time. Daylight savings time.
Right? Saving.
1 hour.
Guys being
no, it's spring forward.
Spring forward, right. You set your clocks forward for daylight savings time.
Right.
Saving.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have an all-new show on Monday morning. And on Monday, we're going to give you details on our St. Patrick's Day party.
Woo-hoo!
It's going to be a live show on Wednesday.
I'm going to be so drunk.
And then we have Thursday and Friday off, I hope.
Don't bogart the joints, my friend. Pass it over to me.
16-12-1. No!
Don't bogart the joints, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Are you gay?
Roll another one.
How dare you?
Just like the other one.
Why are you wasting our time?
This one seems to be about to quit.
You kind of sucked.
And I need another hit.
Good morning. Good morning. Fabulous. Outstanding. Wonderful. Terrific. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
Roll, roll,
roll,
roll,
roll,
roll, roll another one.
Do they do stuff to your butt?
Just like the other one.
If it smells like an animal, don't buy it.
This one seems to be about to end.
Hey, everybody, here comes the choo-choo.
I don't have another cent.
You know, I'm not gay, but you make my butt hungry.
What the fuck are that joint?
Elephants.
Just pass it around.
I got me a monkey.
What the fuck are that joint, my friend?
What, the dollar's gotten better in London?
Just pass it on down.
Go home or leave town or hang yourself or anything you like. Just go away. Away. Right now.
I am leaving and you can't stop me. I'm packing my bags.
I was underimpressed.
It's over. The end. I am pulling the plug.
Needless to say, you all failed.
America, I'm going to shoot straight with you. I think I've wasted your time. I think this is the first time I have wasted an hour of your time, and I apologize for that.